play-by-play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's playoff time, and we've got a great matchup tonight from Giltner. Rob Hoffman with you as the Franklin Flyers have made their way through the rain to get to a soaked Giltner Field. The rain, however, has stopped for the moment. We had a little bit of a downpour earlier, but like everywhere else, it's kind of hit and miss, and right now it is missing, and the players are all fired up. We got ourselves a great ball game from Giltner tonight. It's the D1 first-round playoff. The first-ranked Giltner Hornets put a 7-1 record on the line, but you can toss that out because it's one and you're done playoff time, and we've got some great football here. Giltner, or Franklin, rather, slides into the playoffs as the 16th seed at a 3-5, and that is a testament, one, to the fact that you don't have to have the great records to make it into the playoffs if you, too, play some solid teams throughout your division, and that's exactly what Franklin has done, and Coach Alan Gatula has the Franklin Flyers all fired up into the playoffs, and he's got the team all set and ready to go. They are dressed in their whites tonight because they want to get muddy, get dirty, and take this game into the trenches, and that's their game plan. So hang on. We got ourselves a good one going on here. We'll kind of set the stage for you here in just a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got the Franklin Flyers on the field. We've got the Giltner Hornets on the field. We've got the referees on the field in about 25 minutes before this playoff game, the kickoff gets underway. Welcome back to the pregame show, the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet, South Burlington, in Hastings. Rob Osmond with you. My partner Craig Eckert is en route here. He called a game earlier on one of our sister stations, and he is going to be arriving here in just a little bit, and we'll pick it up in the pregame show. But tonight's matchup, again, you can kind of throw out the statistics and all the numbers on this one because it's the playoffs. They both teams know it. One, and you're done, and both of these guys have are looking forward to a lengthy road to Memorial Stadium, and we'll break down some dates for you and let you know everything else that we got going. This is a rematch of a division clash earlier in the year. They met, Franklin and Giltner met back in the end of September, and Giltner walked away with a 73-32 victory, and Giltner continued on to a fantastic 7-1 record, losing only to Palmer in the second game of the season, in a game that clearly should have been Giltner's ball game. That's the only blemish on their mark. But they did walk away under Coach Jeff Ashby with the D1 title. They get the number one seed, and they are looking pretty solid here into the playoffs. They've got the home field advantage, and they are a collected bunch. They are healthy. They have very few problems going on. They had a little bit of a sickness going through. We'll talk to the coach about that here in just a little bit. But right now, I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll go down and we'll talk to the coaches and find out what the inside look of this matchup looks like. So we'll come back with the coaches' interviews on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
As the season approaches, anticipation's intense. Shopping hopes for the holidays, it only makes sense. With so many choices, you may ponder a bit. Stop at Hopes in Aurora. You'll find the right gift. With savings, selection, and service you can trust. Get your family to Hopes. Beg if you must. Now go ahead and let yourself dream of all the gifts that Santa can bring. From our family to yours, happy holidays from Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ingram Feed and Seed has full grind and mix services. Feed can be purchased bagged, bulk, or liquid. They also have Aaron's Outdoor Power Equipment sales, such as lawnmowers, snowblowers, and trimmers. Ingram Feed and Seed in Franklin, a proud sponsor of this broadcast.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, see Advantage Chevrolet for the deal you need.
Are you ready for a great deal? Yeah. A money-saving party? Yeah. We got lots of used cars, trucks, and vans. We'll get you kick-started. Yeah. Our prices and selection are out of sight. Come deal with us, we're gonna treat you right.
How about an all-star deal on a quality pre-owned car, truck, or van? At Advantage Chevrolet, you'll choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned cars, trucks, and sport utilities at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. And Advantage Chevrolet quality checks every vehicle before it's put out on the lot, so you know you're going to get the most for your money. Don't settle for a field goal. Score a touchdown every time when you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you'll think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American Revolution.
We're going to treat you right.
Welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now is the head coach of the Franklin Flyers, Coach Alan Gatula. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Got a big ball game. You guys managed to sneak in a very tough D1 playoff schedule. And, boy, it starts off really rough for you guys going against that number one seed, the Giltner Hornets.
Well, you know, that's true. But, you know, we're in the playoffs, and that's a lot better than being at home.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of other teams in D1 who are not here. But you got a big challenge ahead of you, Coach. And what kind of things are you telling your guys to get them ready for this game tonight?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we've talked to our kids about is to prove that you belong, is to go out and compete and prove that you belong in the playoffs and playing with this caliber of a football team. And you know, the other thing is we've played these guys before. We know how good they are. At times we've been able to play with them. You know, we just want to be able to execute our game plan, not make a lot of mistakes, and keep it close and see if we can make something happen at the end.
In this very competitive D1 district, it is hard to beat a team twice. Giltner handed you a 73-32 loss, and that had to sting a little bit for your guys. Are they playing with a little bit more motivation now, knowing they've got to knock off this number one seed?
Well, you know, I think so. I think one of the things that's somewhat deceptive is Giltner put some scores in late. You know, for three quarters, it was a pretty good ball game, and we were able to move the ball and play with them for some time there. And I think our guys are confident they can, but I do think they understand that there's not a lot of room for error against a team of this caliber.
Early in that matchup with Giltner, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys were able to put a little bit of pressure on Nate Most, and that helped keep things close. Are you kind of looking for that again?
Well, you know, you have to. Yeah, I mean, he's a great football player, and you can't let him, you know, pick and choose where he's going to throw the football. You can't let him run. I mean, you know, he can extend the play. He can hurt you running a football. And I think, you know, defensively it starts with putting some pressure on Nate Most.
Who's going to have to step up for you guys, for the Flyers, to make things happen and to make this big statement here early in the playoffs?
Well, you know, we've got a 1,000-yard rusher with Aaron Davis, and we certainly need a big game from him. We need a big game from our fullback, Jacob Trout. Our starting quarterback, Sage Platt, went down last week, so we've brought in a senior backup, Garrett Carsey. He's played tight end for us for 2 years. He's going to have to step up and play some good football for us.
He plays pretty well on defense as well, Carsey does, so he's going to be your go-to guy?
Well, you know, offensively, he's got the reins, and we'll just have to wait and see. You know, I think one of the neat things about a deal like this is you take a senior, a kid that's played a lot of ball, and you put him in this situation. You feel a lot better about it than you would, you know, with a younger kid, because he's been in the playoffs. He's played a lot of football, and we certainly think he he's going to deliver for us.
Yeah, that's got to be some advantage to have a to senior. I don't want to take anything away from Sage because he did a pretty good job for you guys during the year, but that senior leadership's got to help you out a little bit.
Well, you know, under the circumstances it has, and you know, Sage really came on for us at the year. He really ran the ball well, threw the ball exceptionally well against Kennesaw. So, you know, we miss him, but, hey, you got to go with who you got.
On the other side of the ball, Giltner comes up with a pretty tight defense. How are you guys going to be able to get past that?
Well, you know, we got to do what we do well, and we've ran the ball fairly well at time this year. We've got to be able to use the play-action pass against them. You know, that's the key, is just take it right at them.
Is this going to be one of those games where if you guys get up firing early that Franklin's going to have some success tonight?
Well, I think the big thing's going to be is if we can control the football. I think we've got to kind of sustain some long drives. And Giltner's the kind of team that nobody's really kept him off the board. You know, it's that spread football. They're going to go out there. They're going to score some points. You got to score with them. You know, I think the thing that's going to keep us in it is if we can sustain drives, get some first downs, and score some touchdowns.
Is that big play going to haunt you or help you?
Oh, you know, it's all how you respond to it. You know it's coming. You can watch. I've seen a ton of film. I've seen these guys for 2 years. They're going to make big plays. That's going to happen. It's happened against everybody they've played. That's the nature of their offense. I think it's how you respond to it. I really felt earlier in the year, certainly earlier, you know, in the second and third quarters, you know, we were able to respond to their big plays and to put a drive together and some plays of our own.
Give me an idea, Coach, what kind of a game do you expect tonight, being that it's in Giltner here?
Well, you know, it's a first-round playoff game against the number one seed. They're going to come out. You know, they want to make a statement early. We want to come out and prove that we belong there. I think you're going to get a physical game. You're going to get some kids flying around. You're going to see some big plays. I mean, I think both teams have some offensive people who can make big plays.
All right, looking forward to seeing the Flyers do some flying out there tonight. Coach Alan Gattula, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back across the field and talk to the Giltner Hornets. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan & Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan & Walker.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitton Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan.
With 36 months interest-free financing, you can have your new flooring in your home for less. There's great savings in all your favorites. Hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and carpets. All interest-free during Mohawk's biggest sale of the year. Made even better from the only store in the area carrying the Floorscapes distinction.
Get free financing, savings, and service at B&B Carpet and Donovan.
Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now is the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, Coach Jeff Ashby. Coach, congratulations. You won your district. You did everything you said you were going to do. You're the number one seed in D1 now, but There are no bye weeks in this playoff system, and you got to start the road to Memorial Stadium against the Franklin Flyers tonight.
Yeah, we've met up with them once earlier this year, so we know quite a bit about them and what to expect. So it kind of makes the preparation easier for the week, you know. So it's not like having to face somebody you haven't faced yet.
Well, I was kind of talking to Coach Coutu a little bit earlier. This is a very tough D1, and it's difficult to beat somebody twice. And now you've beaten Franklin in Franklin earlier in the season, 73-32. So you had a pretty easy way of it. You're on your own home field now. Is that going to be a big enough advantage for you?
Well, I don't know. I was telling somebody the other day that in the six games we've lost at Governor since I've been here, four of them have been at home. So I don't know how much of an advantage being at home is, but we're glad to be home. It's nice to be at home, and don't have to make that long travel.
Well, I mean, you knew you had something going early on in the season, despite the setback to Palmer. But you know, you're the number one seed. Has your team taken that in stride, or is this the pride going before the fall kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, the number one seed thing, you know, is basically based on the competition you played during the year, not necessarily, you know, your overall record, because let's face it, Palmer's 8-0. You know, they've beaten us, they've beaten Shelby, they beat Burwell. I mean, teams that are rated 4, 5, and 6, and you know, that's pretty impressive. And so as far as I'm concerned, as far as our players are concerned, Palmer's, you know, the number one seed or the team to beat in the West. So, you know, all we got to do is take care of our business. It doesn't really matter the teams you play now. Right now, it's a one and done situation, and you know, you got to win them all if you want to get to the state finals.
What's the attitude of the team right now? I mean, having won the big game against Silver Lake last week, and just the momentum, everything seems to be going your direction right now. What's the attitude of the team?
Well, we have a pretty good attitude. You know, we've really been playing pretty good defense here lately, and that's really, you know, made things a lot better and taken a little pressure off our offense, because we've always relied on our offense so much to do everything, and now that our defense is playing the way it is, it really gives us a lot of confidence going into the playoffs and facing the teams that we're going to play, and especially tonight as far as Franklin, you know, they're a pretty good ball team. I mean, that record you can't let fool you, because I tell you what, we were watching film yesterday, and their linemen, they fire off the ball, and you got that Aaron Davis, a really good running back, and I know they've had some injuries, but tell you what, they're a scary bunch to be playing for the second time.
Yeah, Coach Coutu has them pretty well fired up, ready for this big game, perhaps the biggest of their season. But one of the big things that was kind of a distraction, even though you guys did a great job of playing it off, but Nate Most broke the records, everything that he set out to do, and he did it in the regular season. Pressure's off of him now. He can just settle down and play football.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thing to have out of the way, and people still talk about it a little bit, but it, you know, it's done with. We talked about the other day, if we had to run the football all the way through the playoffs because of weather, that's what we'll do. It's going to be whatever it takes to win, and if he doesn't throw but three passes, you know, he's fine with that.
The good thing is that everybody's healthy. I mean, you did a good job. Nate only played the first half of the last few games that he's played in, and looked extremely well. But he's healthy, and I imagine everybody else on the team, you've done a good job of protecting, because you were rotating a lot of guys in the last part of those last couple of games that we followed you with. Everybody's healthy and doing well?
Yeah, we had one injury to Mitch Corn, our defensive tackle. Got a little stinger on his shoulder, so he won't play tonight. But I know we were hit with some illness this week, and hopefully that's all done with, you know, with the guys now. We had about four missed practice the other day, and so hopefully that's out of our system, and we can just get concentrating on football and not have to worry about all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, at this point in the season, you know, we don't practice-wise, we don't do a lot of contact. We do, you know, basically scouting stuff, make sure we know our assignments and things like that. And it's just my main concern is keep everybody healthy from here on out.
Taking a look at the first game here, you got to get past the Franklin Flyers. What kind of things are you guys doing in practice for them?
Well, basically going over the scouting team, you know, what they do offensively, make sure we have our assignments. And if we change defenses, you know, if everybody knows their assignments, and rotating guys in, first team, second team, you know, guys that we know that are going to get in the game. And if we get an injury, if that person replaces them, they know exactly what they're doing. We don't have any blown assignments during the game. That can really change the game, very quickly.
Last question, Coach. What do you got to do to win tonight?
Well, we just got to take care of the football like we've been doing a pretty good job of all year. You know, we've had six fumbles all year only three interceptions. We haven't thrown an interception since the second game of the year. So as long as we take care of the football and keep doing the things we've been doing the last few weeks, offensively and defensively, I like our chances.
Well, all right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us, and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with starting lineups and play-by-play. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance. Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Hungry? Head to the island in Republican City. They have great lunch specials and a full grill. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The island is the relaxed place to meet up with your friends and family. The island proudly supports the area high school athletes by sponsoring this broadcast.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to a lightly raining Giltner High School. Rob Austin with you. Craig Eckert just pulling in after a lengthy, exciting day.
I flew in from Elm Creek, and boy, are my arms tired.
Quite a fright. That's why we do one show a day. But you're on your second show for the day.
Well, it's always playoff time. And the only thing I kept thinking as I was listening to you on the pregame about the equalizer, and that's got to be the weather, because it sure seems like it's a soaker out there right now. And, you know, the field now, it comes down to if you're a passing team, is Nate Most going to be able to get the grip on the ball? And if so, will it be with enough authority that he can get the ball where he wants to go? Meanwhile, you got Davis and the fullback, Trout. Davis and Trout, I was thinking of coming in, it sounds like a consulting firm. But Davis and Trout running the football. And that could give Ranklin a little bit of an advantage. So
exactly. A couple little side notes that I picked up and talked to the coaches just as we were getting into game time. Of course, Coach Katula sees the rain as the big equalizer for him. Ranklin likes to run. Davis, 1,000-yard rusher on the season. Never mind the 3-5. They're probably arguably the best 3-5 team you're going to see clearly in the playoffs. And the other side story is talking to Coach Ashby is Nate Most does not wear gloves. He cannot throw a ball or does not like to throw a ball with gloves. So that could be a developing thing right there. But Nate Most can run the ball as well. The records that he has set throughout the season are behind him now. That's a concern he doesn't have to worry himself with. He can concentrate now on just winning the football game. And believe you me, Giltner, 7-1, not looking past the 3-5 Franklin Flyers. I mean, Franklin, a strong ball club. Giltner knows it. They handed it to him in the regular season. But, again, forget about that.
Interesting dynamic with Cars, who's arguably an outstanding football player, coming in at quarterback for Franklin.
Sage Platt got injured.
Interesting logic by the coach.
You're
better off bringing in a senior who's played a lot of ball for him, who has been in playoff situations.
has a lot of respect from his team. They're going to respond to him and play off him. He's not fazed by the playoffs at all. He's ready to just come and play the football game.
And, all right. Well, I'm going to beg off on you to say, are we ready to do the starting lineups yet or not?
I think we're close enough where we can do it and talk on the other side.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's set the starting lineups here, brought to you by New Tech Seed, the Jason Stark Company for New Tech Seed. And we will first of all introduce the Franklin Flyers. They are coming into this ball game, statistically the underdog, but the equalizer being the rain, and good coaching, good experience, good support, and a good program on the overall. And I think that's the key to here is that the any given day scenario is fine if you just want to give lip service. But Gildan's built a good program. Franklin's got a good program. They got good coaching and the experience that the players who've come through this program. So let's look at Franklin first of all. They'll be starting at quarterback Garrett Carrs. Normally he's the tight end, and he also plays defensive end on seniors. So he's a load. He's 6 foot and 210 pounds. Alex Simpkins moves to the tight end from running back backup spot, 6 foot 180. Keith Shannon is playing on defense tonight, 5'10", 175. Jacob Trout is the up man, the fullback. Blocking for Aaron Davis. Trout is 5'10", 210 pounds. Davis, the tailback, he's the guy that's got to have a good ball game tonight. 5'9", 185, Aaron Davis. Caleb Wagner, defensive end, will be one of the defensive substitutes, 5'11", 170 pounds, senior. Nick Dean is at the center anchoring that line, senior 5'8", 195. Corey Schlunz, guard, nose tackle on defense, senior 6'4", 255. Derek Fouts is the guard and defensive tackle, senior 5'11", 280 pounds, and Derek Hammer, tight end, defensive back, junior 6'1". So they run with two tights, a fullback and a tailback who can be a difference maker. That's the Franklin Flyers. The Giltner Hornets coming into this deal, seated number one in the bracket. Nathan Most, the all-time leading passer for D1, a quarterback, and defensive back, senior 6 feet 205. Drew Ott, the tight end, linebacker, sophomore 6'3", 205. Sean Finley is the safety, but he also does yeoman's work on the specialty teams, as he many times will come in as the tailback in the two-point conversion set, and many times they'll option it to him, and he'll take off like a running quarterback and either pass or run the ball on special teams. Shea Hendricks, big man for Nate Most, wide receiver, 5'10", 162. Bryce Consbrook, linebacker. Derek Eastman, running back, 5'5", 187. Logan Eastman is the center, 5'6", 198. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the kickoff tonight right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's finish up the starters for Giltner. I got cut off by the national anthem starting. Austin Dobson is the nose guard. He's a junior, 5'10", 317. Trevor Poppin, defensive end, sophomore, 6'4", 170. He'll come in as a backup receiver as well. Josh Bush, a guard and cornerback, senior, 5'10", 170. And Cody Schacht, the wideout, 6'1" and 169 pounds. And those are the Hornets of Giltner on this rainy, albeit typical, playoff night here in Nebraska. Giltner has won the toss. They have deferred, and they will kick off. And the Franklin Flyers will get their shot on offense to get things going. All right. And teeing the ball up for Giltner, Nathan Most does it all. And he was markedly improved on, he markedly improved the defense as well when he stepped up and played a little bit more toward the tail end of the football season, as well as being, of course, the tremendous offensive threat that we all know he is. So he tees it up. It's Davis set up to do the return along with Trout. Squib kick picked up at about the 10-yard line, moving back the other way. Davis has got the ball across the 20 to the 30-yard line, just outside the 30-yard line. Get that return to Aaron Davis. The rain is coming down. The lights are on. And the Giltner and Franklin Loyal are in the stands. They don't care about the weather. They want to come away with the win. In fact, sometimes that makes you a little more vociferous. Like, if we're going to sit in this stuff, like, we better, by golly, win this thing. Exactly. Franklin, 3-5. Giltner, 7-1. Franklin tees it up first. They got an I formation. Davis dots the I. Trout is the up man. Quarterback under center is Cars, and he flips it to Davis. Davis got some running room, and he gets across to about the 33-yard line. And he's brought down by a host of Giltner Hornets, including Logan Rath. Comes up from the linebacker position, goes across for the tackle, and it'll be second down at about 4 yards to go on a decent pickup there on the initial play from scrimmage for the Flyers. I formation, tight end makes the strong set to the left side. Everybody else is in tight. Cars, the quarterback, the senior substituting for the ailing Sage Platt. Hands off, not much, as they plow into the line with Trout for the first carry tonight. And Giltner on defense now, trying to hold Franklin at a 3 yard or less to take over. I formation. Tires calls out the count. And penalty markers goes down. Penalty markers goes down. Penalty markers go down. Easy for you to say. Yeah, no, it's not. There's motion on Giltner, on Franklin. And so that will march them back to almost a full 3rd and 10, call it 3rd and 8, as they mark back 5 off of the 3rd and 3. First drive of the ball game just underway. Opening round, opening day. 7 games between today and tomorrow on our Platte River radio stations. We'll talk about those. I formation, Davis toss. Ball is on the ground. He couldn't control the toss, and he is tackled out of bounds on the far side of the field at about the original line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up a 4th down and 10 to go for the Franklin Flyers. Giltner holding on this with 10:25 and the clock frozen on that out of bounds. Ball control is going to be so critical. It's a little bit wet. It's not raining at the moment, but ball control is going to be critical in this game. Heath Shannon does the kicking. And Shea Hendricks is standing back at his 25-yard line in a single safety. Pressure on. Got it away. Hendricks moves to the near sideline. Watches the ball go out of bounds. So it will be good, not great field position on it at that exchange by Giltner. They'll spot the ball, I believe, about the 21-yard line, they say, of the Giltner Hornets. So Nathan Most and company go to work here for the first time on offense tonight. A lot of umbrellas here. A lot of smart folks here. A lot of traffic out front. Holy smokes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge game for Giltner. A lot of folks from Franklin making the trek also.
Shotgun formation, wides both ways. Hendricks is wide to the right side. Back to pass. Most tests his arm, and he just overshoots. The intended receiver drew out the tight end, didn't look like the maestro was going to bother him tonight based on that, and I think that's what they were doing. I think he just wanted to see, okay, can I throw this ball right now? And why not take a shot, and why not make it your first play from scrimmage? And he almost made it a spectacular first day for first play from scrimmage because Dean Ott was right there, and it was just over his outstretched arm. Ott is in the slot to the right side. Slots both ways. Most over in the flat got Hendricks. Hendricks tries to make a move and get more yardage, but he got a decent pickup there, probably 7 yards. It'll mark it third down and 3 to go for the Giltner Hornets. Hornet Flyer football tonight on 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. So if someone far away wants to hear it, give them a call. Tell them KLIQFM.com. Shotgun formation. Fake the run. Back to pass. Most to Hendricks. First down. Hendricks gets the ball up to about the 34-yard line. That was enough for the first down, enough to move the chains. And the Hornets will get another set of four. Same play, two plays in a row where Hendricks just gets out there in the flat, gets the yardage, turns. Got a nice soft coverage from the Franklin defense, and Most just hit them on the numbers. Hendricks and Ott are to the right side. Back to pass, Most. Looking, pumps once, fires long. Again, he's got it at the five. Touchdown. He bobbles a ball, and Ott took it in on a skinny post off the tight end position. That is about a 40, 55-yard TD pass. Drew Ott just had good position on it, but that ball was tipped by the deep back for the Franklin Flyers right into Ott's arms, and Ott wisely kept his eye on the ball, never left his field of vision, and he takes it in for a 55-yard touchdown.
All right, the attempt will be for 2 points here. Sean Finley will check into the backfield. He stands in back and to the side of Most, and he usually gets the pitch, and he does this time. This time he has to reverse his field, looking to throw, finally finds a guy, and it is a two-point conversion successful to Derek Eastman, the running back, who was working the back side of the end zone, and Giltner is out to a quick 8-point lead. 9:25 to go in the first period. It is Giltner 8, Franklin nothing. More in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Ingram Feed and Seed has full grind and mix services. Feed can be purchased bagged, bulk, or liquid. They also have Aaron's Outdoor Power Equipment sales, such as lawnmowers, snowblowers, and trimmers. Ingram Feed and Seed in Franklin, a proud sponsor of this broadcast.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, for the first time this season, we're learning moisture control here on our paperwork as well. Rain's starting to come down again, and it's, you know what? I don't think it's going to go away. I think this is going to be all game long. It just feels that way.
Yeah.
Most is going to tee it up. He'll put the right leg to it. And he gives it a nice ride down inside the 5-yard line. Muffing the ball, coming back the other way for Franklin is Jacob Trout, and he's going to be smothered way back inside the 5 with about the 2. He just could not get going on that at all.
You know, once you lose control of that ball, your mind starts to race. You're trying to do everything you can to get control of it. It's a wet ball. It's odd shape to begin with, and it just makes it a little rougher for you.
That's a big hole. So with 9:19 on the first period clock and the wind whipping up now, I may have to hide my brave face here, but we have to reconsider our strategy here. We usually like to do it in a wide-open window, but if we're going to get totally drenched here, maybe not. Under center eye formation, Davis dots the eye. The up man, Trout, gets the carry, and he'll get up to about the 5-yard line. Not much more than that. A little breathing room, but not much. I'll bring up second down and about 9 coming. 9:09 on the first period clock. On 98.9, our sister station, 98.9 FM, Don Lease and Randy Bushcutter have the Kearney Catholic Ravenna game. That ought to be a real toe-to-toe inter-county rivalry. This is in the vicinity, but it's not like being in your same county. So that's up there. Amherst is at Arapahoe, and Battle Creek is at
St. Cecilia. Mike Will with the call on that at 12:30 a.m. The handoff, Davis tried to get, or rather Trout tried to get around the outside. He stopped again at about the 5-yard line. And they've made no progress on the running game here at all. Third down and a full 10 yards to go. And if they've got a punt out of their end zone, it's going to give Giltner an outstanding position on the field. That's about 5 yards shorter than what you really want it to be. Again, the subplot here, Garrett Carr's tight end most of the year, is starting at quarterback tonight for Franklin because Sage Platt, the sophomore, was injured, dinged up a little bit ago in a previous game. Handoff goes to Davis. Doesn't get to the 10-yard line. A little more breathing room, and the punter will be standing in the end zone when he kicks the ball. Got a couple extra yards on the play, so yeah, the punter's going to be right against that line. And the danger is once you get the ball, the tendency is to take a step backwards. That's not a good thing when you're on your end.
It is. You talk about toeing the line. Good snap, but a bad kick off his foot, goes out to the right side, and it'll be Giltner's ball inside the 20 yard line. Of Franklin. That was just a shank right there. And the wind is coming in fairness to the punter, Heath Shannon. That ball, that was a crosswind, and it just caught it, and it just took it right out. And it's the same wind that's blowing in on us that took that ball to the sideline. And so Most and company have the ball inside the 20. Back to pass. Nathan Most being pressured. Gets away into the flat to Eastman. Eastman has the ball inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Giltner. Wow, great effort there by Derek Eastman, the running back. Took the pass in the flat from Most and just turned it north-south and got it in. That was about a 17-yard TD pass when all is said and done.
Second in a row for Most, and Giltner yet to run the ball.
Properly, yeah.
Now, keep in mind that this matchup resulted in a 73-32 score. Giltner on top way earlier in the season. Okay, 2-point attempt. Most, shotgun, into the end zone, and it is a 2-point conversion completed to Ott. That is Ott's second time in the end zone. 1 for 6, 1 for 2, give him 8. Give Giltner 16-0 over Franklin right now. 7:19 in the first. Back with more and the kickoff on KLIQFM.com and the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jason Most tees the ball up. Now, he doesn't like to throw the ball with gloves on, but he's got gloves on now as he goes on special teams and defense.
Yeah, interesting.
We've got a caddy there on the sideline. 16-0, Giltner out front. Most gives it a ride. It's taken on the run by Trout, and he gets across the 15-yard line, and that's about it. Maybe the 16, they'll spot it, still inside their 20. This is, of course, the 8-man, 80-yard field. And now Carr's obviously still in at quarterback. There's not a lot of depth behind him. Sage Platt is out. His other option would have been, the only other quarterback I see listed on the roster would have been Colin Marks. He's a freshman. That might be a tough putt for him. I formation, everybody in tight. Kyers calls the sign and hands it off to the tailback, Davis. And, boy, he is stud up there. Ott in on the play out of the linebacker defensive end slot.
Yeah.
Ott made a nice read on that play. And he came in fire and split between the gaps and holds him to just a 1 yard gain. So Ott holds them for naught. Second down and about 9 yards to go.
You've been waiting all year to say that.
I have. Again, Davis dots the I, Carr is under center, Trout the up man.
Everybody else is in tight. Takes the snap. Hand off again. Davis can't get the sidestep. Even Ott is right there. So whoever's trying to block Ott is not having any success. And Davis is hauled down for about a two-yard loss. It's a full third down and 10 to go now, as Franklin just has not had much go right for them tonight. No, it's tough. He's getting hit in the, Davis got hit in the backfield. He tried to make a spin move, but he gave it a the college try, but Ott had slowed him down enough to bring him down. Now they send Davis out wide to the left side of the offense. Carrs is under center, and we'll see if he's going to try his first pass of the evening. Normally a tight end, he's back to pass, and he slings it a little over the head, but not a bad pass, all things considered. The pass was intended there for Mud is obstructing my view. I am going to say that the pass was intended for Hammer, but I think I'd be wrong on that. Either way, Franklin's got a punt. Either way, it was incomplete. Franklin, this time the punter standing at about the five-yard line. This time a good punt. Nice high punt. Shea Hendricks retreats inside the 30-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 at the 27-yard line of Giltner, for Giltner, with 5:45 to go here in the first period.
You know, that's a good no-call for the official right now. Trevor Poppin got some good rush towards the punter and dove to get it, but he kind of slid into the feet of him, and the punter wisely did the Vladdy flop, but no-call by the referee. They want these guys to play.
So Giltner, for the second time tonight, starts an offensive series in their own territory. Their other offensive series was deep in Franklin territory. Most, again, this time barehanded with a shotgun formation. Takes the handoff out, gives to Eastman. Eastman trying to skirt the left side. Has a cutback, but not much of one. Gets maybe a yard. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Derek Eastman on the carry there. Clock running at 5:33 in the first. Already Giltner up 16-0. Earlier today, Elm Creek handed a 42-7 loss to Randolph, the game you heard on 98.9 FM. Shotgun formation and slots both ways, and it looked like Franklin jumped into the neutral zone, and we'll see if they were drawn or not.
But it was a hard count by most, and it was enough to draw Franklin offside.
And it is an offside. We'll have score updates from around the area. A couple coming in right now, as a matter of fact. We'll get you some partials here. All right, shotgun formation. After that, it's second down and three. Most back to pass, fires to Ott. Ott's got it. First down at the 35 of Franklin. Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic 7-0. Loomis beat St. Mary's 28-14. Overton beat Clearwater 33-8. Those are earlier, in addition to that Elm Creek score that I gave you a moment ago. First and 10. Most in the shotgun. Gingerly back to pass. Little pressure, not much. He's got Ott at the 20-yard line. Ott inside the 15. And Ott is the man tonight for Nathan Most, as that is, what, his third or fourth interception?
Third catch, one for a touchdown, 45, 10, and 22 yards. Most, 6 for 7 so far in the ball game. 114 yards.
First down, 10 to go. The ball spotted at the 13-yard line of Franklin. Giltner going in for its third kill. Back to pass. Most has Hendricks, and he is upended as he tried to make the catch in on the tackle there.
Good coverage by the Flyers on it, though.
Again, we've got some numerals. I think that was Davis on the coverage. That was Davis on the coverage there, and he took one away from Shea Hendricks. Shotgun formation. Eastman stands, and they send Hendricks in motion now, left to right. Back to pass is Most.
pumps once, pumps now. He's got to dance around. He'll pull it down and run potentially. No, he tries to find Hendricks over near the sideline, and I don't think he was able to grab it out of the turf. He didn't, and it'll be an incomplete pass. Third down and 10 for Giltner now as they try to score for a third time already in this young ball game. 4:16 to go in the first period, already up 16-0. Not the way Franklin wanted to get things started. Battle Creek trailing St. Cecilia. Well, St. Cecilia leading Battle Creek 21-6 on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. Back to pass. Most fires into the end zone. Henry in and out of his hands. In and out of his hands. That was intended for, actually, Luke Richards, I believe, over there. And it'll be fourth down and 10 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets. Most getting a lot of time in the pocket. That front line for Giltner has been giving him all the time that he needs there. He's only been pressured that one time. And you know, one thing you say, a player is a player. Davis is a threat on offense, and he's done a great job on defense this series for the Flyers. Giltner will go for it. Fourth and 10. Most back to pass at the 20. Pumps one into the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown. It is hot once again. Ott is really eating the lunch of Eric Sint, who's covering him as a linebacker, and it just is not getting the job done. And Ott has been wide open for five passes now, three scores, including the two-point conversion that he had, and they'll try that again. Sean Finley comes in as the other back in the backfield. Most will option to him or not. This time he does. He flips it wide to the right side. Finley tries the run, dives into the end zone, and did he get there or not? Yes, he did. And quickly now, it is a 24-0 ball game, and Giltner is dismantling Franklin with its problems at quarterback, putting a tight end in there who probably hadn't played quarterback in a long time, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure he does it backup or against that the defense, but
these scores or the statistics here, this keeps up, are going to be pretty eye-opening. And his career stats add on. Not that he's playing for it, I know that, but
yeah, well, he's beyond it.
Holy smokes! I mean, Scott Frost's record bit the dust a week ago. And these guys are going to go way into the playoffs, it looks like.
Well, they've got the support of the community backing them. Giltner, people in Giltner love their Hornets.
About a 15-yard touchdown pass there to Ott. And now, teeing it up and giving it a ride is Most. Davis inside the 10-yard line, stutter steps out to the 15, tries to spin away. And he's going to be hit at about the 17-yard line. 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Franklin, trying to get something, anything to work. Scores for Giltner have come at 9:25, 7:19, and 4:01 to go in the first period. Franklin has had nothing going for them on offense at all. And again, all excuses aside, they do have a lot of excuses for this. The weather, the backup quarterback situation. Handoff this time to Davis. Davis got a little running room. And when he gets the ball and can get north-south, he's been able to penetrate. I think Coach Gattula said on the pregame that in their first encounter, which Giltner won fairly handily, they did discover they could run on Giltner.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the problem they've had has been the footing on the field is such that unless you square up running north-south and got a lane, you're not going to go anywhere. Second down, though, nice pickup that time. Second down at 10 for Franklin. Cars under center, I formation. Again, the feed goes to Davis. He dances around one way. Now bounces to the outside, and he's immediately hammered there by Ott, who's having a whale of a ball game, and a penalty marker is down. They may not have liked the way he tackled. We'll see.
Yeah, it looked like his hand might have been just a little bit high.
Basically, because when he called against out, that's the first no-no he's committed all night long.
He's had a spectacular evening coming out of the tight end slot and receiving, and he's done a great job on defense, but that time he got a little piece of Aaron Davis's face mask, and the refs saw it, and that'll be a first down now for Franklin. 3:20 on the first period clock. It's 24-0. Franklin trying to get something going here. They definitely need it. Franklin has got to put something together real quick, or this game's going to get out of hand even more. Now they go Wildcat, and they direct snap it to Davis, and Davis will get a couple more yards. That time they just had Davis and Trout standing with their hands on their knees in the backfield with the direct snap, the formation they now call Wildcat. I think our dads and grandpas used to use the single wing terminology.
Yeah.
I've been hearing Wildcat so much this year. It was like, where did it come from?
I have no idea. I think that was a Miami Dolphin coach's dream or something.
Shotgun, and again, goes right to Davis. They figure if they got to give it to him anyhow, they'll eliminate the middleman. That time he's met at the line of scrimmage.
You know, anytime,
not much going on.
Anytime defensively you can get six helmets on the ball, your defense is firing. Your defense is coming off that line quick.
They're firing, and there's only there's 2:20 left on the first period clock, and it's already 24-0. Giltner with this one seemingly in hand already. But they have the playoffs, you never know.
Absolutely.
Wide outs both ways. Carr, the converted tight end, is under center. He's got a lone setback, facing a third down and 9. Barks out the signals, tries the hard count, doesn't get it. Back to pass. Now he scrambles around, and coming in is Nate Most from his safety position on a blitz, and he took down Carrs, the quarterback for Franklin, forcing the Flyers into a punting situation.
Yeah, Most playing from on that defensive end on the far side of the field, had a clean shot at him. It was right towards the Carrs' blind side, and Carr didn't even see him coming.
All right, punter standing inside his 15-yard line, and this time it's a high kick, and Shea Hendricks trots over to the sideline because it went out of bounds long before Shea had a shot at it. And they'll spot the ball in hefty field position again for Giltner. Giltner will get the ball at the 39-yard line. See what other goodies I can read you here from the partial scores.
I got Exeter Milligan 34, Newman Grove 10. Earlier we saw Eustace Farnham beat Silver Lake 36-14. Elm Creek, of course, beat Randolph 42-7 earlier. In your game, Overton 39-8 over Clearwater.
And then Elm Creek over Randolph 42-7. Not a lot of close scores here, Stephanie, as you wouldn't expect in the first round. Most, shotgun, heaves it downfield. He's got Hendricks, and he overshoots him. Hendricks was being covered there.
I think it was Heath, or I'm sorry, Davis.
Yeah, it could be Davis. Could be Trout.
I just looked at the dirty uniform.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think it was Davis on the coverage there, but Most was a little bit strong on that pass. I don't know if it's wishful thinking or not. The mist may have let up a little bit, but it's still wet and feeling a whole lot like late October. Shotgun formation, Most into the flat, got Eastman. Eastman turns it upfield to the 40, and then inside Franklin territory to about the 36-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down and a pretty healthy 6 yards to go. Third and 6 for Giltner, leading 24-0 in the first period.
A little bit of confusion now on the offensive scheme for the Hornets now. Ott makes a little bit of an adjustment.
Shotgun formation, back to pass, and rolling and hitting Eastman in the flat to the right side this time. Eastman still going strong. He'll get a first down. He had a Franklin Flyer hanging on his tail. Looked like a bustle. And Caleb Wagner went for a little ride in the mud there, courtesy of Derek Eastman, and Eastman got the first down on the pass in the flat from Nate Most. And that is one thing, and I don't know, Nate, but I suspect any realistic quarterback would say that when you got yardage like he piled up, he owes a lot to his receivers. And we've seen in the times we've covered Gildner over the last year or two that his receivers do a tremendous job of getting yards after the catch.
Yep, absolutely. That was a dump-off pass. Most wanted to go deep, but he was getting a little bit of pressure. All the deep backs for Franklin did a good job covering, and Eastman held his position in the flats, and he was the relief man.
All right, first and 10 as Gildner picks up a first down on some hard running there by Derek Eastman. They've got wides both ways. This time, Otson with out wide to the right side. Henrik slot man left side. Shotgun formation. Eastman stands next to Most. Gets the snap. Fires as he moves to his left, and he's got a man. And that is Luke Richards, I believe, over near the first down stakes on the far side of the field. Richards, a 5'10", 140-pounder. Looks like he can step up and take at least a little bit of the position that'll be vacated by the senior Shea Henricks. That is the end of the first period of play, and Giltner has jumped off to a 24-0 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Championship Football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second period, first play of the second period. Most in the shotgun is pressured really for the first time significantly tonight, and he's forced out of bounds for a loss over on the far sideline. This time they are heading from the east to the west on this field under the lights and a few headlights here and there, too. I don't know why. There's a few headlights on around the field. Did he go out of bounds? He only lost a couple yards on that play. I thought he was going to lose a little more. Third down and a long six. Most again in the shotgun, rubs the hands, takes the snap. Over in the flat, he's got his man Shaq, and Shaq is good to go down inside the 25-yard line. Cody Shaq, your first reception tonight, 6'1", 169 pounds at the wideout spot. You know, the other guy we got to give some props here to is the center, Logan Eastman. Every snap tonight and that shotgun has been right on, right in the money, and that's just hard practice. So Eastman over the ball again. This is a spread with Ott in the slot over to the right side. Now they send Shea Henricks in motion. They fake the handoff to him and then straight up the middle on the option read. Most keeps it himself, gets the first down. And inside about the 18-yard line is where they're going to spot that ball. I tell you what, there's some nights like this. I don't even want to let the dog out. These guys are playing like it's sunny in 55. Still a lot of adrenaline out there. Clock running at 10:45 to go. First half of play. Most in the shotgun. Henricks and Eastman back there with him. Takes the snap, fires in the flat, in and out of the hands of Ott. And that falls incomplete. Clock stops at 10:37. And again, if you're just joining us, Giltner right way out front, 24-7 here early in this fall game.
24-0.
24-0, I'm sorry. 10:37 on the clock. And one more score here with an 8, and we have an assured
running clock with a 30-point margin, a 35-point margin in the second half. That is an errant play at the line. Didn't get the snap off in time, and it'll be an illegal procedure call against Gilder. Rain starting to pick up just a little bit more. Yeah, it is. Don't forget the Potter Dix and Pleasanton game, which we didn't think we could bring you. We'll be on 98.9 FM tomorrow afternoon. The reason we didn't think we could was because it was supposed to be today, and they were scheduled at a time when we had other games already set up. That's when the weather works in our favor. Yeah, it worked in our favor. So Doug Duda, 3:30 at 98.9 FM tomorrow with Pleasanton and Potter Dix. Shotgun formation. Most cranks and fires into the end zone. He's got most, and it's intercepted by Davis, I think. Aaron Davis, who, as I said, is a player. I don't care if it's offense or defense, came over. He was covering most steps or out that time and stepped in front. So they did make some defensive adjustments.
Yeah.
And Ott had double coverage on him. Davis was beat on that play. Ott was wide open, but Davis's closing speed got him that ball. And I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think that's only Nate Most's seventh interception this year. And the first in, like, probably at least the last five games, he hasn't had an interception. So an interception by Davis. And the ball goes back over to Franklin, but deep in their own territory. They're standing just outside the one-yard line, and they try and move it forward. It looks like a rugby scrum down there. And my stat sheet is beginning to look strangely like an oriental watercolor.
It's an ink blot. I'm going to hold back from what I think it looks
you
like.
You see a puppy dog in there?
Oh, man.
I mean, it's coming down. Winds are blowing it in on us. And eye formation, everybody in tight. Literally everybody in the box inside the five. Hand up straight up the middle to Ott, or Trout, rather, I should say. Trout with the ball. And he got out to maybe the 8-yard line. Maybe the 5-yard line now as I see the spot across the way. These conditions are not for the faint of heart.
Got to remember that they're young, though. They
cars
take it.
That's not what's banned. Cars under center. This time they roll it to the left side and give a little convoy to the running back. He gets a little distance between he and the goal line, but it's still going to be fourth down and about 5 yards to go. So, again, a deep punting formation for Franklin as the clock rolls down to 8:45 here in the first half. That looked like the old-fashioned student bunt left.
Boy, I'll say.
Heath Shannon, the kicker. Nobody in safety. They're going after the ball. They didn't get it. 40-yard kick, 45-yard kick, as it bounces inside the 35-yard line. A nice kick there by Mr. Heath Shannon. Gildner then holds their defense, at least holds them off after the turnover. That's a lot of pressure. Heath Shannon was looking at nine guys coming at him. One of them was big old Mr. Ott. Drew Ott with the hands up, and he got the ball away and got a nice ride on it.
Are you saying one of his own guys was coming after him?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's what I meant. Ott was coming after the Franklin punter is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Option by Most goes to the left side, but not for much, maybe a yard or so.
I was
tied up there by Thomas Randall.
I was referring to the fact that there were nine guys coming after him.
Oh, I see.
One of his own guys was coming after him.
Yeah, that's right. No, it just seemed like nine.
After a couple good hits, I would imagine you're seeing double.
All right. I go from 11-man to 8-man in one afternoon. I split the difference. What can I do?
Got to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Shotgun formation, wides both ways. Most takes the option on the delay. He gets to Eastman. Eastman with the carry and gets across the 40 to about the 36-yard line. Nice play there. Deep delay to the running back, Eastman. Nice ball handling by Most. And again, in this weather, whether it's passing or ball handling, the fact that we haven't had any real fumbles tonight is a credit to Cars on offense
for Franklin, as well as their center, Nick Dean. And then we mentioned the center and the full and the quarterback for Giltner. Well, I'm going to tell you, Derek Eastman is probably one of the happiest guys when it's raining, because he was, it would stand to reason that he'd get to run the ball a little more.
Yeah.
And he's made the most of his opportunities to run the ball tonight. He's just a little bit short on the first down. That's his longest carry of the night. It'll bring up a down and distance to be determined here by a measurement.
Third and very, very short.
Third down and about the length of a football to go. As Giltner out by three scores, three touches and two point afters. Henricks goes to the slot to the right side. Now he'll go way out wide, and Poppin is in the slot to the right side now. And Shaq is wide to the left. Now they send Henricks in motion. They fake the handoff to him again on the delay. Eastman, whoa! There was a pop there. Yeah, he might be a little bit short. He needed to get across to that. He may be a little shorter.
He got
hit right at the line of scrimmage there.
He needed to pass that 35-yard line. I don't think he did.
I want to say...
Oh, they did give it to him.
They gave it to him, but that was a nice hit there defensively by Nick Dean, who's the center on offense, and I think he was playing up over the nose that time.
Yeah, Dean did a great job.
When he came through, boy, he stood him up. He got rid of his blocker in a heartbeat and put some pads on Eastman. First and 10 now for Giltner again. The ball is spotted outside at about the 36-yard line. Most will keep it himself on the quarterback draw, and he gets good yardage, about 12 yards. Another first down. They'll spot it inside the 25, and Giltner will pick up another first down. And at some point, you got to wonder when Franklin starts thinking about basketball and wrestling and getting out of this deal.
Yeah, well, yep, that's in the immediate future.
7-11 on the scoreboard clock. Most shotgun, Henricks, Eastman stand alongside. Takes the pass on the delay, goes to Eastman, left side, got running room, and he runs into a man inside the 15-yard line. But a nice carry by Derek Eastman again, and I think you're right. He knew he was going to get some duty tonight, and he's making the most of it. No pun intended. Four carries, 22 yards for Eastman, and none better than that one. That was a solid runner on the left side. Takes the pop, makes a spin to the inside, and picks up a few more yards. Change move for Giltner. First down, 10 yards to go. They can get just inside the one-yard line for a first down. They don't have to get the touch. Again, shotgun. They send Henricks in motion. Most will keep it himself. Cuts inside, right side, and he's got the touchdown. Nate Most carries one into the end zone. Makes it 30-0. 6:28 on the clock. That was a 10-yard run by Most. About 12 yards. What's the difference? Call it 11? All right. I'll compromise. All right. 6:28 to go in the first half. And they'll try for two. Finley in the backfield with Most. Most pitches Finley. Finley, right side, looks for somebody in the end zone. Fade pattern in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. And that is the first conversion attempt that he is not successful by Giltner.
I really like that.
It remains 30-0.
I really like that point after attempt. It's a triple option all the way.
Yeah. You know, you're doing two things. You're scoring twos, and you're getting Sean Finley some experience because he's the NFL here coming in next year. All right, the score, 30-0. Giltner way out front, 6:28 to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM after this.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Hungry? Head to the island in Republican City. They have great lunch specials and a full grill. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The island is the relaxed place to meet up with your friends and family. The island proudly supports the area high school athletes by sponsoring this broadcast.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Craig Eckert, Rob Osman back here at Giltner, where the Hornets are running away with a 30-0. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Kickoff by Most, taken by Davis, and Davis looking a lot like films of the 1930s Cornhuskers with the mud and the blood and the water here.
Exactly.
Coach Couture had an interesting story. The uniforms were donated to them, were given to them from a sponsor in Franklin. They're fine-looking uniforms, but they are white. And it's not what Franklin normally wore, and Coach Couture just wanted it because there's something intimidating about some dirty uniform players coming right at you.
All right. Shotgun formation again. It's kind of the Wildcat single wing, and it goes directly to Davis, and Davis goes down in the backfield. After a loss of a few feet, perhaps.
Davis has had a rough time trying to get through that Hornet line. Some big guys to be moving around.
All right, again, they go into the direct snap. This time, slinging it downfield is Cars. And that's what's tough to read because I thought it was a direct snap to a running back, but actually it was Cars back there in the shotgun formation.
That's the
incomplete anyhow. Third down and 10 yards to go. It's what?
That's the disadvantage of the dirty uniform.
I thought you had a nickname for it. I thought you were going to rename the Wildcat when I went back to the corner.
Oh, I got another name for it. But,
all right, Cars is in this time under center. Trout directly in back of him, wides both ways. Long count, back to pass. Fires across the middle. It's almost intercepted by Shea Henricks. The ball was intended for Aaron Davis. And I guess that's all you can do is just keep feeding Davis whatever you can and see if he can make something out of it.
Something's better than nothing. But Carr's 0-for-3 passing tonight. And he'll have to clearly pick his play up a little bit to get Franklin back into the...
Yeah, and again, remember Carr's spent the entire year as tight end. I'm sure he got practice snaps for the first time this week and working as a quarterback, right?
Punter is Keith Shannon, and he gives it a good ride. And Richards comes up on it at the 35. Or Henricks, rather, at the 40 to the 35-yard line of Franklin.
That's a good return. See, Henricks took that one on the run, worked his way around the left side, and picked up some good yardage to give more great field position for Giltner.
As if they were seated.
30-0. Giltner has had Franklin by the throat most of the ball game here. Amazing passing by Nathan Most, despite the fact that it has been horrible playing conditions. Mud, cold, draw play to Derek Eastman, and he makes the most of it. Gets up to about
a couple yard line.
Almost the first down. 26-yard line. Second down coming, and 4 yards to go. Host in the shotgun has Eastman next to him. Calls out the signals. Out comes from the right to the left and on the delay, providing blocking for Eastman. He gets away. Eastman gets down inside the 20-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. And Ott did a good job of cutting through there and leading the way for Eastman on the delay. And it'll be first down and 10 to go. The ball spotted at the 15-yard line. They have to get to the 5 for the first.
Hornets putting the ball on the ground, running some time off the clock, trying to get into the halftime. Well in control.
Eastman getting some good carries as a result.
4.5 to go until halftime. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Get you up to speed on some scores coming up. Hand off again to Eastman. Crashes across the right side. Not much gain there, but
flag down.
The issue here may be get in the end zone. Let's get the running clock coming out in the second half. That
right.
would be strategically, I would think, what Jeff Ashby is wanting to do if he had his way with this ball game.
I think we have an illegal shift, and they're going to bring it back 5 yards. Giltner,
Richards comes in, Schacht comes out. For the Hornets, clock is stopped at 4:22 as they talk to the Franklin Flyers.
Whoever was in motion for the Hornets made an early jump forward, I think.
So that will bring up a first down and 15 yards to go. Most in the shotgun. Henricks is way wide to his right side. Ott in the slot to the right. And Richards, the wide man, to the left. But they fake it to the running back, and they fire out in the flat to Richards, or Henricks, rather. And he gets inside the 20-yard line. Richards and Henricks look so much alike as far as their body. It isn't until you see what they're 24-21. And Henricks was over on that side, took it, and tried to break away. We saw last week or 2 weeks ago when we were here, we saw Henricks do a little square in, take the pass from Most, and get the final 15 for a touchdown on his own.
Yeah.
Yep. He had about 60 yards after catch in the game that we most recently saw. Back to pass, now rolling and running to his left is Most. He gets inside the 15, perhaps close. So it's going to be third down. They've worked a lot here for 4 yards. Third down at about 9 to go, or 6 yards. Third down at about 9 to go for Giltner. They'd like to put the score on the board. Why? Because if you've got 35 more than your opponent in Nebraska high school football, the clock runs without interruption in the second half, with the exception of penalties, timeouts, and ends of quarters. Back to pass Most again. Pumps once. Goes into the end zone. Overshoots Ott.
Ott had a good break on that one. I thought for sure he was going to be able to reach up and pull that down, but Most just put just a little bit too much on it.
It'll be fourth down and 9 yards to go when Most reloads here in just a moment. He's checking the play. They're not about to, obviously not going to punt, and they don't even kick extra points. They're not going to go for a field goal. Now they spread it out. Shea Henricks way wide to the far side of the field. Ott is off the line by a couple of yards in the slot to the right side. Back to pass. Looking downfield again, going into the end zone, and intended for Henricks. He is covered over there well by Franklin.
Good,
and I said that was Alex Sint over there. Again, Sint has done a good job on defense, and they've done a good job of keeping Henricks really pretty much contained. Ott has been the man that's been running wild.
Absolutely.
At least was earlier.
What I liked about Most on that play, even though it was an incomplete pass, he shook off two other receivers before he went to Ott on the right side.
But that turns it over on downs, and Franklin will get the ball again in their own territory at the 15. I formation. Cars calls out the signals. And the handoff goes to the tailback, Davis, and he's going to get stood up there. Logan Rath among those for Giltner, who brought him to the ground.
You know, if Davis ever gets through that defensive line of the Hornets, he's going to be one speedster.
Yeah. Because they are way tight in the box. They're not looking at anything other than a run by Davis. That's all they care about.
Yep, absolutely. It's too easy of a call for him, and boy, the Hornets are just teeing off on it.
Now, they do not have, I'm looking here, I do not see Most out there on defense anymore. Finley is in as the safety. The backers are Ott,
Logan Rath.
Henricks
is in at the end position.
Yeah. And he had a play earlier. And they hand it off again to the tailback. That time it went to Alex Sint, giving a little different look to the running situation there. Davis is still in the ballgame. Clock running at a minute 40 to go in the first half. Jack comes back in on defense now for the Giltner Hornets.
Patriots getting some good rotation in on defense, getting some new guys in there. To
Luke Richards, I think, is the man that checked out on that. I formation again. Carr is under center. Looks to pass. Now pulls it down, and he's going to get stuck as he tried to break away. I'll tell you what. Big old Austin Dotson, I think, was there and just stood him up. Like, and he's coming off like
yeah, absolutely
tall, you know.
Logan Rath made a good play from that end position because he was able to hold David in containment, and it just set up. I think you're exactly right. I think that was
he ran into 317 pounds
of Austin Dotson.
There you
who put some pop on him.
The timeout is called here by Franklin Gilder called it just to see what they want to do. They would still like to get a score in and lead by the 35 for the running clock. But as Rob and I have joked about through the season when we've had a 35-point rule, many times the intent of the 35-point rule and the actual outcome of the 35-point rule are quite different. Because many times when you get a game that kind of devolves into that, you get a lot more penalties and whatnot. And of course, the clock does stop on penalties, timeouts, and ends of quarters. This will be interesting to see what that stat sheet looks like tomorrow morning. I may frame it. Good snap, good punt, and Giltner sent in no one back for return, so the ball rolls down to the 15-yard line. So a nice, nice kick there by Heath Shannon again, and he's taken advantage of that no safety, no return man a couple of times while withstanding some pressure, because if there's nobody back to return it, that means everybody's coming after you.
Yep,
you show a lot of cool there. You know?
Yep, exactly. You know what I like to see, though? I just noticed when they placed the ball, both sides, both Franklin and Gilner, all their kids were running to get to their respective huddles. Nobody was walking. Nobody's dragging. No hands on the hips. Both teams are there out there still playing.
Well, again, a spread formation with Eastman in the backfield with Most. And now we got somebody with headlights on the sidelines there, and the ref says, just turn them off.
On the Franklin side of the field.
That would provide a difficult glare potentially for the players. They want the headlights off. Shotgun formation, Most again, calls out the signals on the quarterback keeper, comes straight up the middle, gets across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. 50 seconds to go, clock is running. Giltner was just soon, well, they'll run the clock either side of the half. They don't care. They just want it to run down and move off of this thing. At 30 to nothing, they're in command. Maybe one more play. Spread both ways. Most letting the clock drain down as much as he can. Now he looks to the sideline. They say snap it, and he keeps it. And he's going to run to the left in the mud, he cuts it upfield and has firm footing and gets it all the way out to the 30-yard line. And I think a flag comes in toward the end there, and we'll see what that's all about. Maybe another face mask. Nope, blocked to the back on the part of Gilder. Now, 17 seconds, he's probably just going to kneel it and take it to halftime.
Never know.
He might drop back and sling it 48 yards.
I have no idea what could happen.
Another battle going on, and I don't know what the weather's treated, but the Kearney Catholic Ravenna game, which is on 98.9 FM, that ought to be a dandy. But in the Ravenna, remember, lost to Kearney Catholic big time in the second game of the season.
Right, but Ravenna's a totally different team now.
Well, and Kearney Catholic lost their quarterback early on.
Yeah.
He's been gone for four games. Now they think he might be back tonight, so that'd be an interesting thing. That is it. That is the end of the first half of play, as they did just let the clock drain out. And at the end of the first half, it is Giltner 30 and Franklin nothing. We'll have the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up, and we'll try and dry off our stat sheets and give you something resembling a recap of the first half when we return here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, at KLIQFM.com, and the World Wide Web.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan & Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan & Walker.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with a combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Allen's and Hastings, the halftime report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com and the World Wide Web. This is Craig Eckert along with Rob Osman. And Giltner and Nate Most have had an outstanding first half of play. Franklin had some bad breaks coming into this thing, and I'm not going to make excuses for Franklin, but when you have your fine tight end having to start at quarterback, things are not good. And they lost their quarterback, Sage Platt, who was gaining experience through the year. He was a sophomore and he was injured. Did you know the nature of the injury? Did he say?
Did not hear.
Okay. But anyhow, he was injured enough not to be able to play. The only backup on the roster listed as a quarterback is a freshman, and so Garrett Carrs, the tight end, was forced into action as the quarterback. Now, he's a big guy. And to the credit of both quarterbacks and both of the centers tonight, there have been no real miscues at all as far as mishandling what has to be a very soggy and heavy football. So they've done a good job.
Something else that is affecting Franklin as well is Carrs, tight end, moves to quarterback. Ben Ulrich, out with a torn ACL.
Okay.
So they're both their starting tight ends are out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got
then you got another guy who can catch the ball, Derek Hammer. Now we've seen him in the past catch the ball, but they got no one who could really throw to him. When you put it all together, you're losing protection for a guy who hasn't played quarterback,
right?
And then you've got maybe one experienced receiver out there. So basically, what's it mean? It means Aaron Davis left, Aaron Davis right, Aaron Davis up the middle.
Exactly, and you're playing against a team that can tee off on that run, and the Hornets, will shut down that running game quickly, and Davis is just having a hard time getting to the line, yet alone thinking about getting past it. I mean, just a quick tidbit, Davis has carried 13 times for 14 yards. His longest run has been 11 yards, so he's losing. This is the part I've been looking forward to. You can make fun of your ink blot all you want to, but can you read it?
We'll see here.
Here's the way things started out for Giltner. They started on their own 21-yard line, and most hit Ott for a 55-yard scoring pass. Ott, in the early going, was eating up coverage by a linebacker. They've since made some adjustments on the coverage because we've seen some help come over the top with him. But Ott was doing a number on the initial coverage. And the 2-point after conversion was good, so it was 8-0. Then, about 2 minutes later off the game clock, a 17-yard pass to Eastman from Most did the trick, 16-0. That came off of a shanked punt by Franklin that went out of bounds from the end zone to about the 17. It caught just about the time it went off the punter's foot, and the punter, Heath Shannon, is at a good night punting, so it's not he was a bad punter in any way, shape, or form. But it did go off a little bit in the left side, and it caught a gust of wind at that same time, and it just pushed out of bounds about the 17-yard line. So it was a lousy kick from a pretty good kicker. So anyhow, that set up Giltner at the 17-yard line of Franklin, and that pass to Eastman made it 16-0 after the 2-pointer. Another pass to Ott from 15 yards out from Nathan Most made it 24-0. That was with 4:01 to go. So in the first quarter, within 5 minutes of playing time, they were up 24-0. An interception by Aaron Davis, one of the rare ones on Nathan Most, stopped one drive, but then Giltner got the ball back, and an 11-yard run by Nathan Most put it in the end zone. The 2-point was not successful on that, and that's where we stand right now with a Giltner 30-point lead, 30-0 here in round one of some D1 action.
I can't believe you got all that off of a blurry, smudge-ridden stat sheet.
I'm figuring that my glasses are wet and stained enough so that somehow it all neutralizes out. I don't know. There's karma at work here. I don't know. But anyhow, we certainly don't want to sit here and complain about our wet stat sheets when those kids are out there playing their hearts out in this stuff. And the fans are pretty loyal and hardy as well.
They're still here.
As opposed to loyal and hardy. all right, we're going to take a break. This is the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Do you think those stats were fun? Wait till you hear Rob Osmond coming back with his when we return on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report in 2 minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes. Hungry? Head to the island in Republican City. They have great lunch specials and a full grill. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The island is the relaxed place to meet up with your friends and family. The island proudly supports the area high school athletes by sponsoring this broadcast.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
As the season approaches, anticipation's intense. Shopping hopes for the holidays, it only makes sense. With so many choices, you may ponder a bit. Stop at Hopes in Aurora. You'll find the right gift. With savings, selection, and service you can trust. Get your family to Hopes. Beg if you must. Now go ahead and let yourself dream of all the gifts that Santa can bring. From our family to yours, happy holidays from Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. And you know what? You get more there, but you get most if you come to Giltner. That's Nathan Bost, who is on the board with a running touchdown and a couple of passing touchdowns. And it's 30-0. They have scored, of course, every PAT two-point conversion attempted except for the last one. And so that's where we're sitting here with four touchdowns and three PATs, adding up to that 30 points. And one common note in all those touchdowns is Nate Most had his hand in on it. One, he ran for. Three, he threw for. So Nate Most is putting up some big numbers.
And again, if you're just you're listening in, it's Thursday night, okay, tune in to the football game, and you haven't heard about Nate Most before. He's a young man that broke Scott Frost's record in D1 when Scott was at career record when Scott was at Wood River.
Yeah.
And we've talked before, not a scout, don't know that much, but my guess is that if Most was taller, there'd be a lot of D1 coaches looking at him.
Absolutely.
He is 6 feet tall, and there's some pretty decent D2 schools who are looking at him.
UNK's kind of got the
UNK's, they're rated top 10 nationally, and I think Daryl Morris is looking at him or whatever scouts. And
but the side
and
thing is,
Merkowitz at Hastings College has had.
The side thing is he may be a good placement at a defensive back.
Yeah,
at UNK. He may get that look as well. But as for tonight, this 30-0 score comes to you courtesy of Nate Most. He is 12 for 20 via the air, 151 yards, three touchdowns, two to Drew Ott, and one to, was that Logan Rapp that caught that touchdown? It was, wasn't it? The second touchdown. That was Logan Rapp, wasn't it?
No.
No? The touchdown was to Eastman. Derek Eastman, that's right. Now I'm having problems with the smudges.
Well, you know why? Because Rapp is 3 and Eastman's 33.
There you
go. Here, forgive me.
Okay. I don't have my glasses on, so it's not everything's blurry here. Derek Eastman getting the benefit of a few running plays. He has carried the ball 6 times for 37 yards. Nate Most has carried 6 times for 32 yards. Most has an 11-yard touchdown to go with it. He has also thrown an interception. Aaron Davis of the Flyers picked off the errant pass. Just good coverage for the Franklin Flyers. As for the Flyers, Garrett Carson, quarterback, is 0-for-3. Short passes just aren't going his way, so Franklin obviously having to go via the run. Aaron Davis is carrying the lion's share of it. He's got 13 carries, but only 14 yards to show for it. Trout has 4 carries for but 6 yards. Carson, just the one carry, and lost 5 yards on it. And out of the Wildcat, Alex Sent carried for 2 yards. And that short, sweet, and to the point are your statistics, because what are we talking about? The Hornets, 20 passing attempts and 12 running attempts. And that's how you get to 30-0. I mean, they were doing a good job earlier, but you know what? I think something happened with Franklin. They made some sort of adjustment or something, because Gilder wasn't able to do very much in the middle to the end of that second quarter.
Yeah, they did make some adjustments on the coverage on Ott. There's no doubt about that. And Davis helped out in some circumstances. There was some good coverage by Alex Sint, and I think they sinked him on Henrik. So, you know, they've neutralized a little bit of that. As we said before, there's good coaching on both sides of the field, but there's a certain amount of, when you come in to a ball game after a 3-5 regular season, and then on top of that, you got some injuries and some illness issues and things like that.
You got people out of position, it all factors into it, but
it's going to hurt you. And you know, this is the way the brackets are set up. Your number one team and your number 16 team go head up on this deal, so that's the way it's going to be.
All right, we're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with the second half of tonight's play when we return after this from Allen's and Hastings, your You Get More Superstore.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Ingram Feed and Seed has full grind and mix services. Feed can be purchased bagged, bulk, or liquid. They also have Aaron's Outdoor Power Equipment sales, such as lawnmowers, snowblowers, and trimmers. Ingram Feed and Seed in Franklin, a proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the refs have the team captains at the midfield to get set for ranging the second half. Gildner had won the toss. They deferred to the second half. The Hornets will have the ball to get things started. Here's some scores. Pope John, 10. Lawrence Nelson, 6. That's in the fourth. Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic, 14-0 in the third. Creighton over Stanton, 26-8. That's the final. Chambers over Stewart, 36-22 in the third. St. Cecilia holding down Battle Creek, 35-12. That's in the third. Amherst has a lead over Arapaho, 20-6, and that is at the half. That's a little bit of a surprise. That may be the first surprise of the afternoon.
That's interesting. That's two relatively even seeds.
Yeah.
While you're looking that up, let me throw out.
Oh, you're right. That was 8-9, I think.
Yeah,
that's right. Eustis Farnham beat Silver Lake earlier today, 36-14. Elm Creek beat Randall, 42-7. Game that everyone out here is kind of eyeing is a Palmer and Alma play tonight. Palmer wins 44-10 over Alma. Palmer's the number two seed, and even though they beat Giltner early in the year, Giltner still comes up with the number one seed, so they're heading together, and I'll tell you what, Giltner wants to play Palmer one more time.
I think the rain has stopped. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, you know?
Oh, hello, mother.
How about that? I think the rain has stopped here. And that's good news for all of us. I'm looking at helmets there that are dried off. How about that?
All right. That's
well, you know what? There's a, getting back to your matchups there, though. There's a couple there that would be dynamite. Gildner, Palmer, and then Howells is down the line. I'd love to see Howells play any of those.
They got to get to the West first. But, that's big. Here's another score that I wanted to slip into. Blue Hill beat Southwest 13-0. Chad Hastings back at quarterback for Blue Hill after being gone for 4 weeks. A lot of good playoff games going on. And, of course, next week they get better.
Yeah, they get better as you go along. Yeah.
All the way to Lincoln. Of course, we'll be there all the way.
We will.
All right, we're ready to go here. And it'll be Franklin teeing it up, kicking it off, and driving it down, bouncing at the 20-yard line, goes out of bounds, the penalty marker. A 30-0 score, Giltner out front of Franklin. As we enter the second half here with Most and the Hornets, trying to see if they can't get the clock running with another score. That would be their, again, strategically, you know, your Jeff Ashby, what do you care? You keep it on the ground, you eat clock, or you try and go up with the 35-point rule and try
exactly.
It on the clock that way.
His focus, I'll tell you right now, Jeff Ashby's focus right now is to keep his team healthy.
Yeah.
And keep everybody.
The ball standing in the shotgun now. Takes the snap on the delay again. Derek Eastman, he's caught in the backfield. And no gain there at all. In fact, probably a 2-yard loss by Eastman. And that'll bring up a second down and 13 yards to go for
for Giltner. But the clock is running. At 11:35 in this third period, we're just underway. 30-0. Giltner has the lead. Franklin trying to hang tough. Shotgun formation wide both ways. Schacht is wide to the left side. Out the slot man to the right side. And Most has a little trouble for the first time tonight with the snap. And that's ironic because, as I said, the rain temporarily at least stopped. There's a little bit of a wind going on.
Yeah, it was just a bad snap to him, and it was low. He had to get it. But I'm pretty sure that was a run call all the way anyway for Most. But now it sets up a third and long.
I have somewhere here in my dampened statistics, I've got some D1 results from a year ago, so I'm going to track who went where. Shotgun formation again for Most. Eastman stands behind him in the backfield. Most fires across the middle, in and out of the hands of Schacht. Schacht was covered there by Derek Hammer, who we were talking about earlier as being a pretty good receiver in his own right. But on defense that time, stepped up and prevented the reception by Schacht.
Yeah, you had about three flyers that were in the lane, and now Giltner's going to have to punt.
Last year in Class D1, Franklin got by Amherst 34-22 in the first round, and Giltner beat Palmer 54-22. Now Most in there to do the kicking, and he gets kind of a mediocre kick off. And it is takes a Giltner roll down inside the 30-yard line. So Franklin, all in all, is pretty happy with the way things are starting here in the second half.
That's it. And it would do well for Franklin to be able to move the ball here in the second half, and we'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Katula made and what he can pull out of the sleeve and get Franklin on the board. That would be a big boost in confidence for the Flyers.
Calling out the signals, taking the direct snap is Aaron Davis, and Davis has stood up right at the line of scrimmage. There was some good blocking going on downfield, but Davis was still back.
He got tied up back at the line of scrimmage. And Davis, boy, again, I'm telling you, if he ever gets through that line, he's going to be gone.
Because everybody is up in the box. Second down and 6. Clock at 10:06 to go in the third. Again, now this time the ball pops up and Trout tries to control it, falls on it. We'll see who gets it. Trout, the up man, the ball just kind of squirted up. I don't know if that was intended for him or if he was just an innocent bystander, but the collateral damage is that the ball was going to be spotted back to about the 26-yard line. And Franklin got off to a decent start on defense, holding Giltner, but now not able to turn things around and go the other way. Under center is Cars. He's got one setback, wide both ways, third down, longer than 10. Fakes the pass, hands it off on the delay. He gets it to Trout, and Trout struggles forward for about 4 or 5 yards, far from what he needed for the first down.
Yeah, that time he was able to get through that first past the line of scrimmage and just kind of whirl his way and work his way down field, but he still stopped short. That Hornet defense is just unyielding.
Another punt formation is indicated here by Franklin. Keith Shannon again has had a good night kicking. Shank won. And now he can't hang on to the snap. He has to run it himself. Goes along the left side, and he'll be pulled down in back of the line of scrimmage. So
Giltner's going to get
so
great field
weather and football. And now Giltner will have a shot here with field position deep inside Franklin territory. 8:38, clock is stopped on that change of possession. Henrich splits out wide to the right side. Standing in the backfield is Derek Eastman along with Nate Most. Akus to the right side on the strong. Back to pass. Most fires, and it is intended for, but falls incomplete. Intended for Luke Richard. That's the first time that Franklin's been able to get some good pressure on Most, and there was a good pop in there. I think that was, that Heath Shannon in the middle? Who's our nose guard out there?
No. That's Derek Fouts.
Derek Fouts. Yeah. Well, he just put 280 pounds on Most with a good pop at the end of that play.
St. Cecilia's hung 41 points on Battle Creek. Now they lead it 41-12. Handoff goes to Eastman again, and he gets a couple of yards. Again, they're chewing the clock here. They've got a 30-point lead. I think they pretty well are convinced they're not going to lose it. It's a matter of how do we, what's the exit strategy here. 8 1/4 to go on the running clock.
Yeah,
but not the officially running clock. Richards checks out. Shaq is back into the ballgame now as Giltner faces a 3rd-and-7. The ball spotted inside the 25-yard line of Franklin. They go shotgun, Eastman standing in the backfield, Hendricks wide to the right, hot in the slot to the right. Take the handoff to Eastman. Most will keep it. Goes left side. He's got some running room, 10 yards, 15 yards, and he's crashed out of bounds inside the 5 or 10-yard line. Just inside the 10-yard line, I think it'll set up a 1st-and-goal because I believe he is inside the 10-yard line by about a half step.
Nice 12-yard run for Most, broke a couple of tackles and got through and was able to put a good pop at the end of that.
Sutherland leading Cross County, 55-20. Bergen, 20. Laurel, Concord, nothing. Those are both at the half. As St. Cecilia scores in the 4th-and-quarter, Wahoo beat Falls City, 24-0. And off again to Eastman. On the cross buck, he gets not much action on that and gets maybe a yard or two. Clock at 7:30 to go in the 3rd.
Can't help but think somebody's sitting nice and warm at the Sitting Bull Saloon with Butch and Ryan eating good pizza.
I knew somewhere along the line we'd be talking Sitting Bull and pizza here. Come on, this early?
Yeah, I know. It's 3rd-and-quarter. Just sounds good.
Shotgun. Most ball rolls out from center. Most picks it up, goes left side, and we'll see how far in he got. He got down inside the 5-yard line. I got to stick my head out in the window here to figure out where we're at. And it goes inside the 5. Clock stops at 7:06. And Most pick a decent gain on a broken play. 3rd-and-down, goal to go. Eastman in the backfield. Hendricks wide to the right side. Shaq wide to the left side, out in the slot. Handoff goes to Eastman. He crashes forward and into the end zone. Touchdown, Giltner. So with 7:01 on the 3rd-period clock, Giltner advances 36-0 on the 1-yard run by Derek Eastman. And that'll give us the running clock, no matter if they get this 2-pointer or not. So, again, Finley is in the backfield. This time he's there in the game. This time he's in the slot. Shotgun formation. Most back to pass. Fires to Ott. And did he get it? No, it's incomplete.
Right out of his hands.
In and out of his hands. Yeah. So it'll stay 36-0. But the 35-point margin makes it a running clock here with 7:01 to go in the 3rd-period, and we'll see whether or not our theory about the running clock delaying things.
Check on an extra 30 minutes is what I'm saying.
We'll see. Let's take 30 here. We got to pay the bills. We'll take 30, and we'll be back. Your score is Giltner 36, Franklin nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Most will tee it up, and his lower extremity takes front and center as he gives it a ride down inside the 5-yard line. Franklin can't hang on. Try to pick it up deep in their own territory, and they're going to get smothered. I'm not sure he had any choice other than pick it up. I don't think you could be guaranteed in that mud that it's going to roll into the end zone.
Yeah,
normally you'd say, well, maybe you should have let it roll.
That
I don't know, it would have rolled. That knew went off of his hand, so it's a live ball either way. So the running clock now takes effect, and it is going. Again, normally it would start up with the snap this time, or close to the snap, but they wander right away. And with a 36-point margin, Giltner is in command here. Franklin deep in their own territory. They hand it off to the tailback, Davis. And Davis almost stuck through that time. You're right. If he gets through there, it's Katie bar the door because he's going to go all the way because everybody is up in the box. He got a nice game, though, and they needed that to get out of dangerous territory. It's second down and about four or five to go. Is he got 5 to 6 on that opening carry there. A little bit of a breathing room. That's what they needed. Franklin needs to make a mission statement right now. They need to get on the board. The snap comes rolling out, and again, Davis has to pick it up off that wet turf. And he tucks it in and falls forward for a yard or so. It's going to be third down and called it about 2. Maybe he picked up 2 yards on. Third down at about 2. And substitutions come in for Franklin here with a play. There's not many plays they can run. And that is, I mean, the weather limits you, and then your aforementioned personnel injury issues really hurt the Flyers. I formation, everybody in tight. Carnes is under center, long count. Hand off again to Davis, and he jumps across the line of scrimmage. He's going to be close to a first down. Davis, we'll see what they give his progress, but it's going to be above the 15-yard line, and that'll move the chains.
That's the first time Franklin's got a first down.
So Davis,
he had
a couple in the first half. First time in the second half, though. And again, they wind the clock here very quickly at 4:45 to go in the third. Aaron Davis carrying the load here, both offensively and defensively for Franklin. And he'll take the direct snap. And he's going to go back to pass, and he fires a long one, and it is almost caught. Almost caught, I think,
in double
by Carnes, who snuck out from the quarterback position back to his more familiar position as a receiver, and almost took the almost took down the pass from the halfback, Aaron Davis, who was in the position as being the de facto quarterback that time. Again, the incompletion does not stop the clock. And apparently the 35-point spread doesn't stop the rain either because it started to do it again.
It's starting to rain again. Yeah, it is. You're right.
I formation. Pitch. Right side. Davis tries to find the cutback. Got nothing. Sean Finley comes in to finish off the tackle. It was started there by Giltner's Bryce Consbrook. He's been in on the play. I just failed to call his name. His perhaps as many times as he's been involved in stops here, but Consbrook does a great job.
Consbrook's one of those guys that he's in every play. He's there surrounding the ball. He hustles to the ball and does a great job defensively.
He's a captain. Plays guard and linebacker. Now they got the big guy, Austin Dodson, in there to plug up the middle here. Third down and 10 to go as Franklin goes under center again. Quarterback does. Carnes, he slings it downfield. It's intended for over Aaron Davis right in front of us here at about midfield. And it'll bring up fourth down and 10, and we'll see what Franklin has in mind to do. I suspect they're going to punt it away. I mean, I just on pride, I don't think they want the score run up on them.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the case.
Because I noticed that Coach Catula was telling you in the pregame that the score in the first game was a little ornamental on the part of Giltner, too.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what
he was pointing out.
That happens when you get a lot of substitutions in, because the substitutions are trying to make a name for themselves, and they're going to try to score.
Fourth down, and again, fumbled snap, but no pressure, and he's able to get the kick up, and it is taken by Hendricks at the 30-yard line, back upfield, across midfield to the 40 and 35-yard line. Shea Hendricks takes the delayed punt by Shannon. Shannon did a good job of getting the handle on it, but Giltner had fallen back on the return, and there was nobody around really to harass him, and
So he got another nice punt. He's had a great night punting in the rain. I mean, a couple of miscues, but there was one shank and one where he got a bad snap. But otherwise, he's done a doggone good job. Yeah.
You know, I point this out every single Giltner game that that we've done. Shea Hendricks is a guy that you have to wrap him and you have to tackle him. You have to physically bring him to the ground or he's going to get away from you. John Finley is under center now at quarterback for Giltner. It looks like maybe most has had the hit for tonight. Eastman gets the handoff, and he falls forward for a couple of yards. Most still standing there, sans jacket or anything, but I don't see any of it. In fact, I don't see any of the Hornets with any overcoats or
no, but I do see a big heater down there that everyone's kind of huddling around.
He's not even near that.
No, he's not. You're right.
Gonna tough it out. Finley again is still a quarterback, and now we've got a flag on the play. That'll stop the clock momentarily with a minute 43 to go in the third here. That may just be a dead ball, delay a game, and that's exactly what it is on Giltner.
Yeah. And that's just Finley learning the signs from the umpire. He's got to be able to look at them, but when the umpire moves his arm, that's 5 seconds left.
Now, Finley is 5'9". So he's shorter than Nathan Most by 3 inches. But he has shown a certain different quality, but an effective quality offensively in the little bit that we've seen him here.
You betcha.
For Giltner. Under center, Finley. Eastman in the backfield gets the pitch. Goes left side. Got blocking out front by Ott. Cuts back, and he gets almost down to a first down. We'll see where they mark it. I think he might have gotten it.
I think he's going to get the first down on that. And he backed his way across that line.
You see Ott out there leading the way, and he got some nice push ahead. And
right down
just looked at big old Seven and said, you take me where I want to go, Seven.
Lead the way.
They are going to give him the first down. That'll be first down and 10 as Finley comes in on his first series and accomplishes a first down there. 58 seconds to go in the third. Clock is stopped. I think we've got a timeout here, call. Let's take a 30. We'll be back with more after this 30-second timeout. Your score, Giltner 36 and Franklin nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan.
With 36 months interest-free financing, you can have your new flooring in your home for less. There's great savings in all your favorites. Hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and carpets. All interest-free during Mohawk's biggest sale of the year. Made even better from the only store in the area carrying the Floorscapes distinction.
Get free financing, savings, and service at B&B Carpet and Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, no scoring going on here in the first half except for the one-yard run by Eastman. Made it 36-0. And put us into the theoretical running clock situation. Eastman is the lone setback. On the wing is Ott. His under center, Finley, takes the pitch to the right and then falls down. He had Consbrook in the lead, but couldn't take advantage of that. Fell down and a loss of about 5 yards on that. Now, this may have been the last play of the third quarter. Maybe one more. Clock down at about 30 now, and the rain is coming down. Referees are looking good out there, though, by golly.
They are.
They're not letting that rain bother. Their stripes are not smudging. That's amazing.
There's no blots there.
That's right. They pitch it wide to the right side. Eastman's got a cutback lane and gets down inside the 20. He read his blocks really well. Ott was over there blocking. And I think that was Poppin also over there popping. And Eastman is having a good ball game. What's he got on yards?
With those 4 yards right there, that should bring him up to roughly 63 on good. 13 carries.
On a night like tonight, that's a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, that's real good.
All right, and that's going to do it on the third quarter. Your final or your end of the period score at the end of three is Giltner 36 and Franklin nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
hungry? Head to the island in Republican City. They have great lunch specials and a full grill. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The island is the relaxed place to meet up with your friends and family. The island proudly supports the area high school athletes by sponsoring this broadcast.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, New York and Philly tied at one at the bottom of the fourth. We got St. Cecilia on top of Battle Creek, 47-12 in the fourth. Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic, 21-5 in the fourth. Amherst leading Arapahoe, 26-6 in the third. And those are some of the latest scores that we just got in. Thank you for those. Don't forget to call them in, please. Even if you're not one of our involved games, we're looking for that Axtell score. We're looking for the Axtell score. Pitch, Richards goes to the right side, and he'll be held up for about a 2-3 yard loss. Luke Richards, in at one of the running back slots, took the pitch from Sean Finley. And so the Hornets turn it over on downs, and Franklin will get the ball back. They'll momentarily stop the clock on that change of possession and crank it up again. Ooh. Ooh. What is it? All right. Franklin is in tight. They go direct shotgun to the running back, Aaron Davis. Davis has ran into a Hornet wall. Second down and 9. Give him a yard forward progress by Aaron Davis. Davis has really been an impressive running back in his high school career. Saw him last year. Good job.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he got over 1,000 yards this year. He's a good running back.
Yeah. He's just running into a tough...
Takes the direct snap, and again... The Hornets do what they do, swarming. Third down, a little longer than 10 to go. Same deal on the fourth quarter, a little longer than 10 to go. 10:20 to go in this ball game. We'll have the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report. There will be a scoreboard show on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, that'll be coming up shortly after 9:30, about 10 o'clock, brought to you by Midway Chevrolet. And I think on KHAS we'll do the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show as well. So either 12:30 a.m., HastingsLink.com, or 98.9 FM, also KKPR.com, if you want to pick up on scores. But if you're riding home, it would be the radio would be the one you want to go.
As soon as the St. Cecilia game's over with.
St. Cecilia's got Battle Creek beat.
28-12.
It was more than it was 41-12 in our last one. Back to pass. Cars looks downfield, but he's not going to go there because he is sacked way back inside the 10. Consbrook is in on that, and I think there's a new Giltner number to call on that. I believe that was Mason Corwin in there. He's a defensive end checking in, and he got about a half a sack at least if you're keeping stats. That's fourth down and about 20 yards to go with that. And again, Heath Shannon, who is a junior, will play again next year, we assume. Gets a nice punt, gets across to about midfield on that.
The top of the change of possession, too.
Yeah, essentially, this is a little like the English language. There's so many I before E, except after C's. But the 35-point rule just really, I don't know, the net result really hasn't meant a whole lot.
In a guideline.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. The old one seemed to be a little more effective. Now, this one they use on all classes on 35-point doesn't really seem to
end the game any quicker.
No.
It just seems to confuse the onlookers more than anything else.
And prolong the agony.
Yeah. All right, 9:15 on the clock. Are they going to wind it? They haven't yet.
No.
Now some substitutes coming in for Giltner. Checking in is Gabe Harmon. And a handoff. The Finley keeps the ball. Harmon had a couple of nice runs in the end of the game last time we saw them against Silver Lake.
Yeah.
All right, now the clock continues to run, but why shouldn't it? It was run up the middle.
Yeah, again, here would it normally.
Send over some food. Oh, it's a hot dog.
I might just hold out for the pizza. For sitting bull.
I formation. Sean Finley. Handoff goes to the tailback, and the tailback is Luke Richards, and he doesn't go much farther than the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be third down and a strong eight to go for the first down. Poppin comes back into the ball game for Giltner. Trevor Poppin, sophomore, 6'1", 170. It's a good talent coming in for Giltner. I mean, it's hard to say how that compares with other talent coming in to D1 next year around the region. But
one thing is, it's always going to be competitive. I mean, you always see solid play at the D1 level.
The scheme of Giltner has just really been so much fun to watch the last couple of years because of Nate Most's ability to get the ball.
Right, absolutely.
And his core receivers as well. Okay, they pitch it this time. Richards goes left side. He's got a cutback and keeps turning, and he is close to a first down at the 30-yard line.
He might get it with forward progress. I think he just had to get across, what is it, the 30-yard line there now?
Yeah, it's at the 30. He had to get beyond the 30, and I think they're going to mark it right at the 30 if I'm looking at it right. I don't think there's any intention to do anything other than try here on fourth down.
Well, yeah.
Fourth down and about a yard. Finley in a quarterback. Eastman is back in at running back. Is he not? Yes. So, not a betting man, but I'd be betting on Eastman if I was.
Or on a sneak center, right up the middle.
Finley. Nope, you're right. It is a sneak right up the middle. They don't pay attention to Eastman at all on that. Finley takes it himself and actually sneaks through after the stop of the line and fell forward for a couple extra yards.
Yeah, Eastman was the spotted.
Wow, they gave him about 4 extra yards on that.
Well, he turned and rolled it out.
Yeah, he did.
And fell backwards, had to catch his feet. He had a good run towards the end zone.
I didn't catch the whistle there, so obviously they didn't blow the whistle. Finley again under center. Eastman is the up back, and Richards is the tailback. They hand it off to Eastman straight up the middle, and he'll be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run. Luke Richards, the tailback, has been alternating with Cody Schacht at wide receiver. And now they've got him running off the tailback position. Franklin is playing everything conservatively here defensively. They've got 8 men up in the box. 2 down linemen, 2 defensive ends standing, and 4 defensive backers and linebackers. They blitz. They give it to Richards, and he gets a little progress, but not much. It'll be 3rd down and a strong 6, short 7 yards to go. Clock at 5:44 to go in this one.
I always like to point this out, too. At this level, when Franklin is looking at that scoreboard and watching their season come to an end, still a lot of good hitting going on, but I just watched, you know, Franklin players helping Giltner players get up, and I've seen Giltner players help up Franklin players. So good sportsmanship out here. It's a good friendly rivalry.
Yeah, there's no school going to go away. They're always going to be rivals, so rivals will be friendly rivals. I formation, Finley keeps it himself. I don't think there was a busted play. I think he meant to take it around the left end, but he slipped a little bit. Still got some yardage out of the deal. And it's going to be 4th down coming and about 5 yards to go for Giltner. Clock under 5 minutes now as Finley picks up the play. Logan Rath, the tight end, is into the ball game now. We've heard more from him on defense through most of the season. And Luke Richards is the lone running back. Everybody else in tight. They pitch it to him. He goes left side, looking for the sticks, and he's not going to get there. Nice play there by Franklin's Caleb Wagner, the senior 170-pound defensive end. I was just going to say, Caleb Wagner just worked himself off that position, took down his blocker, and made a great play because Richards had his eye on that corner and was going to get that first down. So the stoppage of play, or the turnover on down, stops the clock, 4:24. Scoring has been limited to 6 points here in this half, 36 for Giltner, nothing for Franklin. Giltner had a 30-0 halftime lead. Most of their points came in the first quarter. I formation, they drop the ball, they pick it up finally. I think that's Davis who got the recovery and went forward for a yard or two.
Late flag comes in. Clock.
No, that was not either. That was Card. There's a late flag. Face masking on Giltner. Did not see that. Well, you know what? Somewhere, again, in my, all of my reference material has become this wonderful stack of paper mache. But I do have, somewhere here, I should have the brackets, and I'll try and find those for you so we can follow up.
I have
those. Let's follow up next Wednesday. What could happen here? We don't know what we're going to broadcast. Now, Cars has got the ball. No, it's Davis. Has the ball, and you're right. He sprung free, and after he got beyond the line of scrimmage, runs for a touchdown from way back at about the 30-yard line. Davis,
I think it's about a 55-yard run.
Took it all the way to the house, and he had no one anywhere near him. So a late score here makes it 36-6. The irrelevant running clock continues to be even more irrelevant right now because they don't have it anymore. 3:52 on the clock, and Franklin will try for two. You've been saying that all night long, Rob. You got beyond that line of scrimmage. He was going to go a long way, and he did. He takes the shotgun snap, fires in the end zone, and gets it to Cars. I believe that was Cars with the reception. And
I think
so does the PA guy. So we must be in sync there. And it is 36-8 as Franklin comes up with a late touchdown to break the shutout and stop the running clock. All right, D1. Let's see. On this particular bracket, Giltner will advance to the winner of the Axtell Brewell game. We don't have a score on that.
We don't have a score yet.
Give us a call at the station. 402-462-4101 or 4922. 461.
Just
49. We never call it. I got a speed dial. I don't remember what the station number is. 462-5101. Thank you.
402 area.
But do that if you got the Axtell score. Folks here be interested.
Absolutely.
Johnny, our winner of that will play on Wednesday. Now, are we going to cover? What are we going to cover? Frankly, it comes down to what game times the athletic directors negotiate between the two. We are trying to. We'd love to have every area team on the air. Believe us.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes if two schools are or three schools are playing. And two of them are like at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And somebody's at 3 o'clock. That 3 o'clock might not get on the air. We do the best we can. We've got 7 games total between today and tomorrow. And I'll tell you about that 7th one. That was one that the weather, that's the Pleasanton game, that the weather benefited us there in being able to bring you that one because Potter Dix was snowed in and could not get here until tomorrow. So Doug Duda on 98.9 FM will have the play-by-play. At Doug Duda will have the play-by-play at about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Potter Dixon Pleasanton from Pleasanton on 98.9 FM KKPR. They pitch it to Richards, And he doesn't have a whole lot of footing, but he gets some good progress there, and
he kept those
Franklin Flyers with him.
He kept those knees moving. He was heading north and south, and he was picking up some yards and carrying some Franklin guys around.
Get beyond that gooey stuff. There's some traction down there, apparently, because he turned it upfield.
And it's second down and a strong 6 yards to go. Clock at 3:28 and stop. Giltner has been quarterback for the last three series or so by Sean Finley. We'll get Nate Most's final stats here in the Sylvan Learning Center post-game report, but I'm sure they were impressive, especially impressive in the conditions tonight. He took the ball to Richards. Richards has a hard time hanging on to it, pulls it down, and gets some positive yardage out, but only about 2 yards on the far side. Richards had a little bit of problem getting that pitch from Finley. When he finally got it, he did his best to get around the corner, but Franklin defense with a quick pursuit shortened the run up considerably. Some substitutes coming in for Giltner off, and we'll try to pick up a few names here and there. It's easy to see the substitutes for Franklin.
Yeah, because they have white uniforms.
The white uniforms.
They look like they're highlighted on somebody's telestrator or something. They get the white.
Back to pass, Finley. Over in the flat, he's got a man that's popping. He's got a first down and goes down to the 20-yard line. Popping had to reach down for that pass. It was a good pass, but he had to reach down for it, and that threw him off stride a little bit. When he made the turn to get upfield, he was a little off balance. Otherwise, he'd have had quite a few more yards down the field.
Giltner will hang on to the ball now for another set of downs. They wind it at 2:15 to go in the ball game. Finley under center, Richards the tailback. Eastman is in there as the upback now as they go to a little more traditional running set. Everybody else is in tight. Pitch, left side. Richards has the corner and a little bit more and gets down inside the 20-yard line to the 15-14 is where they're going to mark it.
Luke Richards,
and it'll be second down at about four.
Luke Richards is a junior, 5'10", 140 pounds. And he just put a serious pop on that Franklin defense and then ran directly for another one. Another
140, is it?
140.
At that point, the high school players probably pick up 10 to 15 pounds in a year. So next year, he'll be more solid when he comes back in.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks bigger than 140
pitch
now.
Right side, and he's got the ball, and he worms his way inside the 15 down inside the 5-yard line. And Richards burrowed, and I did mean worm. He burrowed underneath some tacklers there, and he came out the other end.
He showed some good speed, though. When he took the pitch, he didn't hesitate.
Well, he does. He's had some nice returns for Giltner.
Yeah, he's got some pretty quick speed there.
Minute 16, clock stop in this ball game. The refs wind it up. It's a first and goal, and we'll see whether Giltner is just going to kneel it or try to put it in, because they could kneel it. And they pitch it instead to Richards. He cuts back inside the five, and we'll see, does he get to the... Yes, he does.
He's
get to the end zone.
Yep.
So Luke Richards scores, and it makes it now 42-8. That could be my second 42-something ball game today. We were doing the Helm Creek game against Randolph earlier. It was a 42-7 game where the Buffaloes win.
And now you're 42-8.
42-8. Which means nothing at all.
No, not at all.
The bigger coincidence was when I was driving over and Rob started our pregame before I got here. I'll tell you about the biggest coincidence of the game in a minute. Sean Finley takes and pitches to Richards, and he does not get in for the 2 points. But the score remains 42-8, 55.3 seconds remaining on the clock. We'll take a half-minute timeout. Back with more and the ensuing kickoff from Giltner right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Axtell won their ball game tonight, thanks to whomever either called it in or posted it, so we had that final was
39-20.
Now, they traveled, and Gilder was home, so Gilder travels to Axtell next Wednesday, and we'll, I don't know if we'll be able to get to that ball game or not. Again, it depends on the time, but we hope to, on one of our stations anyhow. 20-yard line is where they fall on the ball after the kickoff. And so with 55 seconds to go, Franklin gets it one more time. The most coincidental thing today,
okay,
as I'm listening to you on the pregame driving in here, a Harv's Farm Supply spot played just as I was passing Harv's Farm Supply.
Oh.
I felt like someone is watching over me.
We had some scouts out there,
right?
Making sure.
So, got to give Harv's their plug.
That's right.
There are so many.
Surreal.
I'm driving down there, and I'm trying to get here in time, and I hear the commercial for Harv's Farm Supply, and I look to my right, and there's Harv's Farm Supply. It's like, wow, we got pictures with radio now.
My coincidence of the day was I was driving past a Cotton Bowl, and I was hungry.
That's never a coincidence. That's a plan for you. All right, the handoff goes to Franklin's up man. I think that was Trout on that carry. And he got about 4 yards on it. It'll be second down now as the clock trips down to a half a minute of play. Direct snap. Davis fires downfield, and he overshoots everybody. He looked like he was looking for cars down there. And
he was looking for anybody because he had some good pressure. I'm trying to see who was coming in there. It looks like Dylan Hendricks. Got a good rush on it.
All right. Ought to be last play of the game.
I don't know why it wasn't.
High snap. Aaron Davis takes it left side, and he'll fall forward. That'll be enough for the first down and enough for some more plays here. The clock stops at about 20 seconds to go because they're going to move the chains on that first down.
I know why the clock's not running.
And Aaron Davis, yeah, because they're on the points.
34 points,
yeah. Aaron Davis is accumulating better yardage here now. He's getting a little more rhythm in the second half. First half, it just was pretty amazing, the amount of rainfall and whatnot. High snap, Davis took the direct snap, keeps it now, pulls it down, goes forward. Davis has got some running room again. He just ripped off about a 55-yarder. Now he picks up another 20, and that was on a bad snap. So with 4 seconds to go, the clock is stopped for one more play here in the season of the Franklin Flyers and in the high school career of Aaron Davis, who's a senior, 5'9". And his running mate, Jacob Trout, also in his last game as a Flyer football player.
Unofficially, and I have Aaron Davis
last
105 yards.
Well, he ripped off 55 in one.
He only had 28 before the 55-yarder, and he just picked up another 22 yards on that last run.
Well, if you can believe it, we've got one more play here. They called a penalty.
Nope.
And before they can snap it, they wind the clock at the point. 8 seconds that were on the clock ran off. And so it is a 42-8 final. Giltner, and I can't even write on that pad anymore.
No,
I can't even make
mush.
A pad scribble on there. 42-8, the final score. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes with the Sylvan Learning Center post-game report. Get you up to speed up on that. We'll share the scores that we have with you and take a look at some of the brackets when we return here on high school football coverage on 94.5 FM The Breeze, KLIQFM.com.
The Cotton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Cotton Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Cotton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Ingram Feed and Seed has full grind and mix services. Feed can be purchased bagged, bulk, or liquid. They also have Aaron's Outdoor Power Equipment sales, such as lawnmowers, snowblowers, and trimmers. Ingram Feed and Seed in Franklin, a proud sponsor of this broadcast.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
All right, you're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game report. The Giltner Hornets are having their pictures taken on this wet field. Boy, that'll be one to look back on in your 30th high school reunion.
Yeah.
Remember when we sat out there and played this football game? It must have been 12 below zero and blizzard. That, things get that way after 30 years out of high school.
Definitely.
You know, a nice effort by Giltner. Nice effort by Franklin. You know, from the standpoint of, and I kind of wisecracked early on in the game, you know, how soon will they start thinking about their wrestling and basketball? They didn't. They did not give up on it at all.
No.
And Aaron Davis just played his heart out, and Cars did, and, well, all of them did. I'm not going to single out one guy, but Aaron Davis, late in the ball game, Aaron Davis stopped at the line of scrimmage, slipped outside, had a 55-yard run, and that was the lone touchdown for the Franklin Flyers here tonight. They really never had a shot at this deal from the get-go, as Giltner put in three scores in the first period alone. And that was a touchdown pass of 55 yards from Nathan Most to Drew Ott, who had a fabulous on-fire first quarter, first half. 17-yard pass to Eastman was the second score. Third score was, again, the Ott connection. That was Most to Ott for 15 yards. And then Most scored by land with an 11-yard run with about 6 minutes to go in the first half, and they took a 30-0 lead in at halftime. They came out in the second half and scored six more on a 1-yard run by Eastman, who had a good ball game tonight. The running back who doesn't get the call as much when you're in the same team as a Nate Most, probably not going to happen that much, but he made the most of his opportunity tonight. And that was 36-0. Late score, as we mentioned, by Aaron Davis on a 55-yard run and a two-point conversion gave us the final, which was 42-8. In the interim there was a late score by the reserves by Giltner. That was a 5-yard run by Luke Richards, and that's what made 42-8. And so the football season ends here for Franklin next week. If I'm reading this correctly and my information is correct, since Giltner was home today,
correct,
they will have to travel to Axtell, which was a winner this evening, next week. Now, next week's games will be on Wednesday, and we'd appreciate it if you'd keep tuned to our stations and hit the websites, and we'll have all of the listings of the games as the pairings come out, because we'll have a little bit more notice. I'm thinking they're going to get the pairings done Friday or Saturday, but we may not have a lot more. We may have sometimes on the ball game. We may have those sometime tomorrow, but most of them probably not until Monday. And it is after we line up the area teams with their kickoff times and the number of radio stations we can put them on. That is up. That is really up to the scheduling. It's almost like putting together a schedule on your own.
Right.
We got seven games on the air in 2 days, and six of them today, one more tomorrow. That will be the delayed Pleasanton-Potter-Dix game. It was delayed by a day because of the snowstorm. Doug Duda will have the call on that with a 3:30 pregame tomorrow on 98.9 FM.
Suffice to say, we will do as many games as we can
because we like you.
Mike Kelly. That's right.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll take a break here. We'll get you up to date on absolutely all the scores and give you some individual stats when we return. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy? Disappointment? Confusion? Shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE-NOW.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, see Advantage Chevrolet for the deal you need.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! We got lots of used cars, trucks, and vans. We'll get you kick-started. Our prices and selection are out of sight. You'll deal with us, we're gonna treat you right.
How about an all-star deal on a quality pre-owned car, truck, or van? At Advantage Chevrolet, you'll choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned cars, trucks, and sport utilities at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. And Advantage Chevrolet quality checks every vehicle before it's put out on the lot, so you know you're going to get the most for your money. Don't settle for a field goal. Score a touchdown every time when you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you'll think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American Revolution.
We're gonna treat you right.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hungry? Head to the island in Republican City. They have great lunch specials and a full grill. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The island is the relaxed place to meet up with your friends and family. The island proudly supports the area high school athletes by sponsoring this broadcast.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back on the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report on the Breeze 94.5 and KLQFM.com. Individual statistics, yes.
Kind of looking at
performances for lousy weather.
But again, with Nate Most sitting out the last quarter and a half, he didn't get the...
I think there was five series that he did.
Yeah, I've got him unofficially at 12 for 22, 151 yards, three touchdown passes, ran for one. Luke Richards got one late in the game for Giltner. And Derek Eastman got one back in the third quarter as well. Just an excellent job. Eastman runs 14 times for 65 yards. Most ran nine times for 52. And, again, each of them had the touchdown. 151 yards, three touchdowns, two of them to Drew Ott. Just a nice performance all the way around for Nate Most, and just keeps getting better. You know, one of the things that I kind of wanted to point out about Nate Most is when they keep pulling him out in the second half, he doesn't get that whole game experience. So when he gets tested, you know, later on, you know, as they inch closer towards, Axtell next week, and then theoretically, should they continue to win, that rematch with Powell that they've been talking about, he's going to be playing that whole game.
Well, before they get too far down the line, first of all, we all know it's tough to beat the same team twice in one year.
Absolutely.
And we saw them take apart Axtell a few weeks back.
Yep.
And Axtell will get Giltner at home next Wednesday. So it'll be interesting, and I'm sure the coaches are aware of that, and you can talk till you're blue in the face, but the players need to be aware of that as well if they're going to set themselves up for a repeat performance over Axtell, because they're a good football team, as they proved tonight by winning in their first-round game by, 19 points.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were the statistical underdog, Axtell was, in that ballgame.
Yeah. Well, it was an 8-9 seed, and Axtell won it. And they were on the road. So the Axtell folks are probably licking their chops and hosting a round two playoff game next Wednesday at a time yet to be determined.
And if I could read my writing on the Franklin Flyers, big standout statistic for you. Aaron Davis runs 21 times for 105 yards. Don't quote me on that because
I think he got a few extra runs in there. It's the dirty uniform. Couldn't quite.
Oh, it really was. Yeah, they looked like Red Grange footage from years ago. You know, but anyhow, it was a courageous performance just to step on the field. Hey, fans, if you're listening in, you were courageous for sticking it out, even being outdoors. We feel like we're being put upon, and we just had a little bit of moisture come in and destroy our statistic sheets. But we'll live, so will you, and Franklin will end the season now and move on to their next intention during the winter sports season. And as we said, Giltner will play Axtell on Wednesday at a time to be determined. So that about does it here. The post-game report brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. The next game, as we said, please just check our websites, just check KLIQFM.com, and we will have all of our setup for next Wednesday on there. As soon as we know, we're going to make that decision and get her going. All right, so there we go. A full day, a fun day, and a wet day. So we'll dry ourselves off and see you next time. For Bob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert. Have a great evening. Thank you.